Hey, what's poppin'? Welcome to a new week with the Drew and Mike podcast. It is the Sunday show with Drew and Mark and Jim Bentley following another exciting week, I thought, last week as we wrapped up with Mr. Methane. And we ended up being his correspondent for the royal wedding. He didn't know anything.
No. But, you know, we learned that the Brits don't seem to really care about it that much.
You know, I think that's a little exaggerated. I mean, obviously they care. They watch it.
I just had a friend who just moved to London, just arrived last week. So I asked him, hey, did you go to that wedding? And he said, it's amazing how much he doesn't care about it, but it's just an excuse for everybody there to party.
Yeah. I mean, I'm shocked and amazed that Americans fly over there, like Meghan Markle's drama coach, who was in the crowd, by the way. Yeah. She wasn't invited, and she's just in the crowd when Meghan goes by in the carriage. Oh, my God!
Who would want to be?
You're good enough to be in the crowd. I'm shocked.
Would want to be in that crowd. Oh, my God.
I know, waiting 10 hours for them to go by in a
Did you see how excited Michael Strahan was when they came by? And, oh, no, David Muir. David Muir actually got out his phone to take a picture.
He would be
You're on television covering it, and you want to take a picture?
He loves weddings.
I'm sure he does. I don't know. What can you say? It's all such complete insanity. But with that, we will proceed to provide some analysis, and of course there was the school shooting on Friday, and we'll get into that too, and some other. It was just a lot going on.
There's a major incident in the porn world.
Oh no, what's happened?
Well, you saw all that prep Jim and I were looking at before the show.
Yeah. By the way, if anybody ever sees my internet history, I'm so finished.
What are you talking about?
I'll never work again. The podcast will be canceled. People won't even listen to it.
It's all legit.
Because you finished? Oh, you'll be finished, sir.
I did not finish anything.
Is that why you went back upstairs? You disappeared.
I got to walk down here and see three penises being crammed into one human being.
I described it as people leaving a sporting event because the one in the middle was getting pushed out of the way by the people on the side.
They just get stuck in the door together. No one's going anywhere.
The guy in the middle getting the shaft, as you put it.
He was getting the shaft, and she was getting three of them.
Yeah, he would. I don't know if the other two had a chance if he got in there. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
God, what is...
It's a pretty amazing story, though. It's very fit for these times.
Political correctness on a porn set. This always makes me laugh.
You want to start with that?
Yeah, why not? Why? Yeah, it's our lead story. Why not?
Better than finish with it.
A black male porn star is suing his former employer after a white female co-star called him the N-word twice without his consent while filming.
Wait, you can give consent for the N-word for being called the N-word?
Apparently.
Hey, I really want to call you the N-word. Is that okay?
Apparently. Maurice McKnight, who performs under the name Moe the Monster.
Moe the Monster.
Filed a lawsuit against DF Productions, DF standing for Dog Fart. And his former
Is that a big porn company? Incoming.
It's a spoof. I'm not even going to bother.
Wait, is that my phone calling?
Is it?
I think it is. Uh-oh. Wait, how could my phone be calling?
Yeah, there's no... Hello?
I'm not even near my phone.
No, that's not you. It's a...
Is that my number?
They're just picking it up, yeah. It's not a real number.
Okay.
We're back to Dog Fart.
Yeah.
The lawsuit alleges that during filming July 12, 2017, the director asked McKnight on two occasions if he would consent being called the N-word during filming by his white co-star.
Oh, during filming. Okay.
The consent.
I totally didn't get it.
I'm going to slip. I'm going to call you this. Be ready.
I'm so old.
I told him, no, I don't like the word, McKnight said to BuzzFeed. He told Camp that his their fans enjoy hearing that word during the porn. Come on. Let her call you that.
It gets me going every time.
I still don't like it, he replied. He said the director then came back later in the day and asked, noting that his co-star, Deborah Hinkle, who performs as Ryan Connor, was okay with saying it. He said, "I don't care if she's okay with it. I don't like the word. I'm not down with it," said McKnight, who's worked in the adult film industry for 9 years. However, during the filming of his ejaculation, a.k.a. the money shot, Hinkle could be heard saying the word twice. Quote,
"Ew.
Give me that N-word load. Give me that, all that N-word cum," said Hinkle.
Did people get hard over that?
In a video that was uploaded to dogfart.com. What a professional Mo the Monster is, though, because he managed to plow through the racism and still complete.
Yeah, the hatred. Oh,
as if he could stop that from happening.
Well, if anyone could, it would be him. He's a professional.
This crazy.
He just stopped it.
His lawyer. "The use of the N-word in the workplace is considered by courts and by our society the most offensive racial slur imaginable. Unfortunately, dog fart makes a lot of money catering to racists in our society." I just find it funny that a lawyer had to say dog fart.
Dog fart's mostly black on white. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or three white on black.
Jeez.
As we saw.
Wait, three white. Oh, okay.
There was three white guys going in.
Oh, that was a dog
fart. That
was
the equivalent of one black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, lovely. Huh?
What's more popular, the white girl and the black guy or the black girl and the white guy?
Oh, I don't even think there's a
yeah.
It's even close.
You have to have three white guys to equal one black guy, I guess. No, but yeah, definitely the black guys
dude, white
and
chick?
The white woman. Yeah. Yeah,
is that the most popular porn?
Interracial?
No, I mean, period. What's the most popular?
Hey, a black guy. Ooh, fun.
What's the most popular? Probably white on white.
Yeah, just good old white
straight
on white.
Missionary.
Good old white on white.
I prefer good. Some gorgeous black guys.
I prefer good old white on white porn with a Confederate flag in the background.
I was talking to somebody about the royal wedding, and they said they had never seen Meghan Markle's parents, and they just assumed that it was a black dad and a white mom because of that scenario.
Oh, well, I'd seen her fat ass dad, so.
Yeah. I know. But if you didn't know, would you. Is that the more common combination?
Wait, the
white guy, black, no, black guy, white chick is way more common,
so.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so Markle's breaking molds again.
I mean, black women, I've seen this on Oprah, I'm not bringing this up.
They get mad?
On Oprah, yeah, black chicks were complaining that black successful men think their reward is a white chick.
Oh, the reward?
Yeah, for being super successful is there's white chicks
that
want.
And black.
The success isn't the reward, it's the white woman at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, right.
Ha! That's my dad.
Well, I'm not going to speak for the white women, but I mean, if that were the reward, then why would it be? White chicks would just marry black guys.
Well,
we'd be out of business.
White chicks just marry the guy that's successful, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, hot white chicks. You don't see a lot of super hot white chicks with losers.
No.
I mean, really?
Other than Kate.
I don't
go
see
blacks!
I don't think you see a lot of hot chicks with losers anyway. I mean, generally speaking, if you see a white chick with a dude, and that you picture that dude as an unemployed landscaper, janitor, whatever. Well, now landscaper's going to piss me off. There's nothing wrong with being a landscaper. I mean, you can own a landscape company. Oh, no, I'm going to get another email from Rob. I got one for talking about them leaving the gate open. I'm not sure it was Rob's landscaping company that left the gate open, by the way. May have been.
Wait, what happened?
When the dogs
Layla
got
out. Layla got
again?
Out. And Mags went to the front porch.
Oh, that's okay, that time, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it happened on Friday, but I know it wasn't the landscape guys on Friday. I don't know what the hell happened, but I was looking out the window. I was on the phone, and there's Layla across the street just running along the sidewalk.
Of course. And, nothing but trouble.
Mags on the front porch again.
He's the best. He's the best.
Okay, well, let's get into the royal wedding. There's an important race element there, too, of course, is the what was the minister's name? He's
Michael Curry, the former basketball player.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's the talk of the wedding now, in addition to the $400,000. I'm going into the wedding gown business. I'm going to make wedding gowns for $350,000. And
that gown cost
$400,000, yeah. Although I've heard as low as $300,000.
I think they overpaid.
Also, the reception gown was $270,000.
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
How could it possibly be worth $270,000? She's never going to wear either one again.
Because of the value on it. A billion people saw it.
Doesn't make it more expensive to make.
Of course not. She couldn't buy that wasn't the cost to make the dress, was it?
No, that was what they paid for.
Yeah, well.
And Harry was thanking them. It's like, oh, thanks for only charging us $400,000.
As if he knows what things cost.
As if he got a bill for it.
He just gave it to his
mom. I mean, seriously, does anyone in the royal family get a bill for anything?
Oh,
write checks and do all their, you know, balance their checkbook.
Wouldn't you like to see them go grocery shopping? You think they have any clue what anything costs?
No, none of them. You know, I was pissed when I saw that people showing up at the reception. There's Beatrice, who's Fergie. Yeah. Okay, the toe-sucking princess.
The Duchess of Pork.
Yeah, that's what they. Is that what they used to call her?
Yeah, and I said it about 300 times Saturday morning.
Okay, and she has two daughters, and they're driving to the reception, and there's like 9 cop cars in front of each car and behind each car. I'm like, wait a second. Those are daughters of the toe-sucking Duchess of Pork. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And Prince Andrew, who no one even remembers, a lot of people think he's dead, he has all these cop cars in front of him behind. What? Come on.
I was amazed they showed that whole procession from basically, it seemed like from London to Windsor, and they had all those streets closed.
Yeah.
They were driving on the wrong side of the street because all the arrows were pointing the other way.
Oh.
And I was just like, wow, they have to close all the streets down. I never really thought about it. They also shipped all the homeless people out of Windsor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was...
like it's a Super Bowl or something.
They did that a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
like,
they're
allowing we didn't want you near here within a couple weeks of this thing.
At least put them up somewhere nice or anything.
Yeah, Buckingham Palace. Why don't they turn one of those palaces into a homeless shelter?
No.
There's like, something else about
turn
that.
Turn into a Tim Hortons. Dump on the ground.
Oh, you know what I thought was the coolest thing about the whole royal wedding was the Jaguar that Harry drove.
That was pretty sweet.
Markle in.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, cool car. It was. Somebody said it was based on a 61 Jaguar, and somebody else said, no, that's a 68 Jaguar E-Type, and it's a remake, and it costs $350,000. So just for the car, he drove to the reception, the wedding dress, and the reception dress, that was $1 million.
Hmm.
It was actually my car, but I bought it for her.
Did you hear what the microphones caught when he was getting her in the car, too?
Oh.
He said, get in the fucking truck, bitch! Get in the fucking truck! Get in the truck!
As soon as you say I do, things change.
By the way, think of how little you have to do to get blown by the world if you're Prince Harry. He says, you look amazing. And it was like, oh my God, he said you look amazing! Oh!
People are crying over it. Oh, he's
so wonderful. Zodford.
If I had a pussy, he'd be wearing a shit. I'd be like squirting.
There's so many more things to go through with that.
Zodford's famous spring fling is finally here. It was a long, cold winter in Holly. We heard about all the shoveling that went on. Tom Masway risking heart attack time after time. But now that it's over, he went to part-time status. He's back to full-time now, Masway is.
Oh, he is.
He is back to full-time.
Man, I'm worried about his health.
He's taking that break, I guess, to get his heart rate fixed, to get his health up, get his strength up. And Maz is back there full-time, and he has lots of vehicles to sell to get back on track. Mag's doing the two-a-days. So is Maz. Two-a-days, two deliveries a day, that is. To get this party started, they've got the sign-and-drive lease on select new 18 Ford Escapes. Lease the all-wheel drive Ford Escape for $222 a month, zero cash due. Or they've dropped the price on the 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4s by $13,000. I don't know why they have one left. I would think that would go so fast. That brand is so popular. It's over 30% off. So get in there. Over 30% off on new, brand new F-150s. See the scalding deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Then Dr. Yaldo, we talk about him all the time because he pays us to talk about him. And
wow, does amazing work.
Yeah, he does. 90% of you, 90% or more of you would benefit from refractive eye surgery and get results beyond your greatest expectations. However, it's doing it that seems to be the hard part, or deciding to doing it. People will settle for the present rather than rock the boat, or, oh, it might hurt, or I'm busy, or... Why? Because custom LASIK from Dr. Yaldo is the most precise in the world. This is why you should get it. 90% get better than 20/20. Enhances every waking moment. Multifocal lens implants for people 50 plus solves your reading problems and also gives you better than 20/20 vision in almost all cases. So get rid of the ancient, inefficient technologies. Stop putting plastic on your eye.
Ugh.
Our listeners have seen Dr. Yaldo, have been raving about their new glasses and contacts-free lifestyle. So get a free evaluation and the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
Hey, and I got this surgeon who comes highly recommended on Yelp and some bus stations, and he says that I need surgery, so.
Do it.
And I just heard
it's one of the best things I've ever done for my eyes. It's great.
Yeah, I've heard no complaints from people who've done it, and I just heard from somebody who got the 9 Zerona treatments, however they paid, and they were the sucker. Their girlfriend got the 9 free Zerona treatments. That's in addition to what they're offering with the 6 Zerona treatments with breast augmentation. 6 free treatments with breast augmentation. A great deal for the spring and summer. Get ready for summer with fuller breasts and a slimmer waist. 6 free treatments with any breast augmentation. Boating season is here. Fill out that bathing suit and slim down your waist with Dr. Roche's spring special. Time for summer fun. Tighten your body. Get that fuller look. And they've got the $250 off body tight, too. Any area. Is it your stomach, your triceps, your neck, whatever it is. Body tight, $250 off from Dr. Roche. Call for a consult, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or DROCHE. So there.
Did you watch a lot of the royal wedding?
I did, actually. I watched just about all there was to watch.
I watched a lot more than I ever thought I would have.
Yeah, I did too.
Of course, I recorded it, so it was easy to speed through it. Caught Serena Williams sleeping.
She was.
There were a lot of people who seemed to be zoning out. That was a long service, wasn't it?
Oh, thank God I recorded it just to speed through it.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
They were doing the, that choir was doing, was Stand By Me?
Yeah, which they made the biggest deal out of.
Why?
Because
it's not a song that's 5,000 years old.
I don't know.
It's a song that actually has lyrics.
I don't know what the big fucking deal is. Stand By Me. It's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they use it?
They can. They can do whatever they want.
Elton John played 4 songs at the reception.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
Which, by the way.
We got paid.
What's that?
Did he get paid to do the 4 songs?
Yeah, was that part of his tour, too? His farewell tour? Was that on the list?
Oh, the royal wedding.
Yeah, maybe it is.
They had a T-shirt and the royal wedding's on there as one of the tour dates.
He canceled something to be there.
Huh.
So, yeah, he was on his tour, I believe.
They had a shot, so him and David were... Nice glasses, by the way, that he wore.
David looks so happy.
But David...
Elton looks like he's getting bigger every second. He is. He's like the Blob. Every time he moves, he picks up weight.
David's not happy. And then the Beckhams were there, and there was somebody else, or maybe James Corden. So Elton's talking to Corden, and I think Beckham's talking to somebody else. And... David Beckham was stuck talking to David Furnish, and I was just going, what in God's name are they talking about? What do they really have in common to talk about?
David Furnish, by the way, has so taken advantage of being married to Elton John. He produces a bunch of his name. He has production credits on stuff all the time.
Really?
Yes. And I know Elvis Costello's talk show, which was in 2010 or 2011, he was executive producer on, and I said Elton was the first guest. Ironically, they only did like 12 shows.
That would have been great if he's like, I can't get Elton to do the show.
Just can't get him booked.
I've tried. He's just too busy.
Well, let's make it. I think Furnish probably wants a credit, doesn't he?
Like when Hillary Clinton's people needed to contact Bill's people for the election, Furnish had to contact John's people.
It's a joke. And by the way, David Furnish, who looks like he's fairly fit,
mm-hmm.
He has to boo-foo Elton.
Or get boo-foo. Yeah,
boo-foo him. I mean, isn't Elton gigantic?
Well, yeah, but see, I mean, they
had the fat chick play him on SNL.
I know. That was terrible, too. What a stupid sketch that was.
You know, I was watching SNL. I don't want to get too far off here, but I was thinking, first of all, why didn't they lead with the Sarah Palin thing? Because Tina Fey was the host?
Isn't the host, almost
is usually
never
right. The cold open?
But still, I
would have put it up front somewhere.
That sketch was, they were all, both of those were done. And I like it. I know you guys don't really care for SNL as much anymore, but I like it.
Still try.
I thought that episode was awful.
And typically, awful. Those are the best, the season finales with all the.
I feel like they're in a little bit of a rut. Like a lot of people are tired of the Alec Baldwin, Trump thing. The Eric Trump is dumb jokes.
That's just a device, though.
What do you mean?
Well, he's dumb and the other one's smart. It's just old. I mean, he's kind of dumb.
Don Trump Jr. smart?
Yeah, in that bit.
I think he's smarter than Eric, but he never really looks terribly good to me. Not that it's their job to make them look good, but it just seems like the theme is all things Trump are dumb.
Oh, kind of how it was with Bush as president.
And it was funnier.
I thought he was more nerdy. I thought he was nerdy, though. Never thought. I didn't think they were.
He seemed cool, but dumb.
Bill Clinton was like was a fast food. Food was his thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I
thought the Bill Clinton cops thing was the funniest thing they ever did.
Yeah, at his
when
house.
Cops was.
I don't really remember funny. That.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the McDonald's one too.
Yeah, the McDonald's one was really good. Phil Hartman was really good. But yeah, they've got De Niro. Okay, they have two people in the skit who we know hate Trump more than life. It's than anything in the world. De Niro, who will use any opportunity to rage at Trump, and Alec Baldwin hates Trump.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller probably hates Trump.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
He just does.
I didn't understand the Sopranos thing.
Kate McKinnon playing guys. I'm sick of Kate McKinnon playing guys.
I don't care if it's funny. It just wasn't funny.
That's what the audience applauded for
the
loudest. The
audience goes, woohoo! Every time she plays a guy, it's like, she's done that 5,000 times.
I know.
And
she didn't sound anything like him.
No, or look like him.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I love that person.
I didn't know who it was when she walked in. I was like, who is she supposed to be? I didn't even know it was Giuliani.
Hmm. Well.
Maybe I'm dumb.
You know what? I assume any Trump skit that she's going to be playing a guy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or she gets Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, she's good at Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
She's a total failure.
I thought that was one of the funniest things they've done all year was A Day in the Life of Kellyanne Conway.
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought the Sarah Palin thing was one of the better things they did. And plus, it's something that she's known for, that she's good at. And I completely forgot about it when it was on. I was actually getting ready to turn it off. It was probably an hour in.
Yeah.
But I thought of something while I was watching SNL because it seems so political to me now. I was thinking about late night TV because Kimmel went off again on guns on Friday. Kimmel is such a symbol of the left now.
And did he cry?
I don't think he cried.
Okay.
Did anybody else see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Anyway, I was thinking.
Go home to mommy.
Why this hasn't happened or it's not in the works, I don't know. Wouldn't a late night show, you've got three late night shows that are all Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks. We hate him, we hate him. Jimmy Fallon is not so.
He's doing more
Trump stuff,
just
though.
He's a bore.
He's trying to do Trump stuff now. Yeah, he's getting. I'm surprised they don't blow him out, honestly.
I think I know where you're going with this, and I like the idea.
A late night show that makes fun of the left.
Yeah, definitely.
Why would that not be a thing?
Put it on Fox News. Who cares if it's on?
Didn't they used to have a Red Eye? Is Red Eye still on?
I don't know. But was that really like a late night show where they're getting guests? And
because,
no, it was more
you know,
a panel.
If you think about it, when the Roseanne show came back and it got 21 million, it's still doing 10 million, which is, it's like the fourth rate, highest rated show of the week. It's like, if everyone is doing this, then why not be the one doing this? It's not like Trump appeals to 8% of the country.
No, I know. Did you see last week?
Turn off that television, y'all!
The one on opioids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she still had her stash.
Why, by the way, where is the rest of the TV world? Why? Okay, I sort of think, I guess because we do a current event show, I'm surprised that a show that does, even if it's a sitcom or a drama, I expect them to hit on stuff that people are going through like right now, not 2 years from now.
It's almost like
that
stuff. The
opioid thing is old anyway. Really?
I'm just trying to think, what sitcoms do we watch that even deal with that? I guess Silicon Valley.
No, but a lot of them used to. Or, I mean, even think the kids' show. Saved by the Bell used to do stuff like that.
A sitcom can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Huh?
I would just think you would get attention by doing something that is of, you know, newsworthy. Anyway, back to the royal wedding. I knew when the black minister was speaking, I'm like, okay, this is going to be the thing everyone talks about. And it was because he talked about Martin Luther King. He made a reference to slavery, which, first of all, in that room, it was like, wait, really? There's only white people in that room. Doesn't it seem, I mean, isn't it ludicrous? Where are Meghan Markle's black friends? Does she have a black friend besides her mom?
No, none of them.
Oprah?
Is Oprah her friend? I don't know.
Serena Williams apparently is her friend.
Yeah, but I don't see them really being friends.
No, they met at the Beach Bash in 2013 for DirecTV.
Yeah, they've been close ever since.
Why we have to know that, I don't know.
And I'm very interested in Meghan Markle because I read some clickbait on her on Thursday about how she's a social climber. Did you hear how she got rid of her husband, her first husband, who no one talks about?
I read it today, but it went in one ear, out the other.
She sent her ring back to him and said she's filed for divorce.
Ooh.
They were married. She went to Vancouver to do that TV show.
Yeah.
And for some reason, while she was there, she said, I don't want to be married anymore. And she sent it back, and he was, I guess, a little surprised. And I don't know that he's any great shakes. He looks like a dolt. Did you see her first husband?
Yeah. Why is she even allowed
dope.
To? After I don't watch The Crown.
Surprise!
Watches The Crown, and Margaret got screwed, wanted to marry some guy, and wasn't allowed to because he was divorced.
Oh, yeah.
In the past.
That's true.
How long ago that was.
Yeah, well, then, and all of them have been Wallace divorced Simpson. Since. Yeah.
Margaret did marry the guy, though, didn't she?
She married another guy. Yeah, the other guy that was like a swinger.
That's right.
What's his name? It doesn't matter.
He fucked around on her, didn't he?
Yeah.
She not only dumped the husband, I mean, sent the ring back, which is really, wow, that's pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
Then her high school friends were saying that, she just moves on. She just moves up and on, and she doesn't really give a shit about it. Her half-brother and half-sister, not invited to the wedding. Her father... who I care so much about, she can't even say I love you.
He had a heart attack. I cannot believe.
Who was a guest of hers at the wedding? Who was her guest?
Just her mom. And then those girls sitting in front of her mom, that hot chick in the blue dress.
That was her friend?
Yeah, I think those people all in front
really?
Of her were her friends. Yeah. It's funny that it says a lot about her, though, because I think the cast of Suits showed up, too, which are her coworkers, and now they're her friends.
Oh, they did show up? The cast of Suits was there?
Yeah, there were a bunch of people that were in on that
show. Then she had people. I thought she had no one there. It just seemed like there's no one there. It's all celebrities.
Wouldn't it be great if half of the church was just full and there's like a spattering on the other side?
Just no one.
Yeah. Well, they mentioned that.
It didn't seem like
in the nave, it's open seating. Anybody can sit anywhere. And I went, yeah, because they're mostly English people that are there for the family.
Yeah,
she. There's no way half of that was her side.
Oh, and there's no way they would let that happen either.
No,
I do not understand the princess thing because people. Oh, it's a fairy tale. It's like, wait, I thought she wanted to be a Hollywood. She loved acting. Well, her high school friends seem to indicate that she just wanted to be famous. It wasn't really about acting.
Are you saying you don't think that they love each other?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't understand why anybody would want to be married to a prince.
Hell no.
You have security with you everywhere. I mean, you don't have to shop anymore. You don't have to ever cook food again.
That sounds kind of appealing, actually. Yeah, What's the downside?
Oh, no.
You live in a really nice place.
Oh, no. You have security.
But the eyeballs are on you all the time. I mean, if you're a Hollywood star.
She doesn't care.
If you're a Hollywood star, you just have total freedom. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, someone like her, too, that wasn't that big. Did you know who she was before?
I did not know who
she was. That's a different level, man.
I guess it's a matter of how big a star is. Was she really going anywhere? No,
she
wasn't going anywhere.
I've really flipped, too, on how stupid.
She was going to be selling her secondhand clothes in another 5 years. What am I thinking about?
She'll be on dogfart.com before you know it. With three guys pushing for position.
I'm surprised more stars out there don't end up doing porn. Because imagine... Wow, Terry Garr's doing porn. I got to see that.
Gross. Really?
Well, 20 years ago. How long has Terry Garr been over?
The only industry that moves on from young actresses faster than Hollywood is the porn industry.
No, yeah, Cougars is a
star
big
doing
thing.
Porn. Yeah.
Okay, you're
huge.
Right.
I mean, think about it.
I would never. I always set my parameters to 25.
Okay, let's say Christie Brinkley was doing porn 10 years ago. 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Yeah. She's still hot, by the way. And Michael Avenatti apparently is about to nail her.
She'd pick the worst guy in porn.
She mold a monster.
Yeah, she would. The worst men.
I know.
Period.
Michael Avenatti is not a guy I would think you'd want to be married to.
No.
A bulldog like that, you'd never win anything. His wife can't even get divorced from him.
But all Christie Brinkley does is bitch about all her ex-husbands. And it's like, really? Maybe you're the one that's the problem. You're the common denominator between them all.
Seems to be pretty obvious.
Ugh.
But okay, maybe Meghan Markle's not the best example. Princess Grace. Yep. Grace Kelly won an Oscar. She was 26 years old. She worked with Jimmy Stewart, Alfred Hitchcock, Frank Sinatra. I mean, big, big, big people. And to give all the freedom in the world up, all the money in the world up, to live with Prince Rainier? He was an old fucking man.
Ew.
I'm a princess.
Oh, yeah, that seems awful. That part seems awful.
And then Stephanie drives her off a fucking mountain. Her wild child kid who was banging that security guard with a hard on. We saw in the Enquirer, they circled
That's
his
right.
hard on.
Just in case you don't see it.
Security breach.
He was with another chick. That's right. He was cheating on her, and his pants were like a foot out from him because he was so hard. Getting out of a pool. That was funny as hell. That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in the Enquirer.
It's episode. Right up there when Clinton had the boner on the Cronkite boat.
Oh, the yes.
Not only did they circle it, didn't they enlarge it like a magnifying glass?
They blew
glass?
It up. Yeah. They did. They exploded it.
Ew.
Now I want to see it again.
I must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
Now I want to see Clinton's boner.
Google it. We should look back at the exploded thing and see if it's bowing out to the left.
I'm really going back.
Oh, it is. I swear to God it is.
Is it?
Let me see.
Oh, my God. I think it looks to be. It's like right over his left thigh. Don't you kind of think so?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's miles out there.
It is to his left.
Look how heavy.
I think he's got a slice in that penis.
Why is Walter Cronkite so happy about that?
How did you learn about his bent penis? Because whenever Paula.
Paula.
Yeah, Paula said it was bent to the left.
Yeah.
I was still kind of young then. I was into boners, but...
you know what I'm thinking about? I can't believe we're still doing this, but when the Paula thing was going on, remember how, it was either you either had your Clinton side... You know, where you had all the history, which, by the way, there were a million things that said he fucked around. And then you had the other side, which was, oh, that Paula Jones just an opportunist lie. It was in the American Spectator. It's a far-right publication, and they're the ones that printed it, and so she's not credible. She wants money. And now I've noticed that... Now I've noticed that Michael Avenatti is getting the same treatment because he's saying bad things about the president. Now the spotlight falls on him and his wife, who didn't really say much, but she said that she wants a divorce and he won't. She's been trying to get a divorce for the last year and he won't respond. And now this coffee deal came out. He bought 130 coffee shop chain with Patrick Dempsey, which is like, what?
Why?
McDreamy?
What?
Yeah, and McDreamy blew out after 2 months because
that motherfucker asked me to eat his ass for a bag of coffee.
He says McDreamy? That Avenatti lied about financing. He was supposed to have $9 million, and he borrowed $2 million after they signed the deal. And it was underfinanced.
McDreamy, do you want to look into it before you just put your name on anything?
Yeah, and that's what he was doing, was putting his name on it. I don't know if that's why he didn't give a shit. But by the way, that made me think, is McDreamy broke? Is McDreamy done? Does
Probably.
He do stuff?
That seems about right. It seems like he should be.
No, he's still dreamy.
Does he do? No, I know he's still dreamy, but does he have a job?
I'm checking now.
I got to believe he's been straight to video for 5 years.
He's on dogfart.com.
He was one of those
some
three.
I would think people like McDreamy would be on dog fart because they go,
no,
I can't get him.
If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
Can't get a fucking job in Hollywood. Might as well do a porn movie and cash in.
Yeah, it's right around the corner from Hollywood.
Invest it sensibly and, mow lawns on the side. Deliver
so
papers.
Handsome. Look at him. Just look at him.
McDreamy. Has he been in anything, Jim?
Bridget Jones's Baby.
Ugh.
Grey's he was not. Man. Didn't have a big role, I don't think.
Transformers, Dark of the Moon in 2011. No, he hasn't been in anything. There's a couple things in pre-production. The Postcard Killings, I don't know what they are. No idea.
Sounds over to me.
So this is a thing now, the coffee?
Yeah, he buys this coffee company, Avenatti does, and this all came out. And by the way, I haven't heard much about this, but I read an article about it, and I was like, oh, well, this is interesting. They're attacking Avenatti. They're trying to, in other words, if they destroy his credibility, then his claims sort of go away. And I know when he originally attacked Trump over the slush fund and over Cohen doing this, that there was a Michael Cohen that was part of the story that was not the same Michael Cohen. We talked about that.
Yeah.
And two networks reported it, and CNN was saying, we're the network that didn't report on the wrong Michael Cohen, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, because they didn't want to.
Well, okay. This is really
interesting. They probably did want to, but they couldn't nail it down. And I'm just amazed that people don't nail things down now. It's like, yeah, just throw it out there.
I think we're being a little hard on McDreamy because he was actually led an investment group that bought them out of bankruptcy.
The coffee company?
Yeah.
Not according to what I read.
$9 million at a bankruptcy auction.
But he was partners with Avenatti.
Yeah.
Avenatti was supposed to be the finance. And McDreamy supposedly...
I'm just saying, I'm shocked that McDreamy was involved in an investment group that could even do that. I thought he was just
I don't think he invested anything. I just think it was his name. The story I read said he did not put money in. It was just his name. And that he dumped out after 2 months.
I take it all back. That sounds more likely.
Well, anyway, what are you reading, Jim?
No, just that they closed down their remaining stores due to a lack of coffee.
Yeah, they couldn't even buy coffee. They weren't paying their rent. All the stores shut down. And when Avenatti was reached about that, he said, I sold out for a small profit in 2014. And they said, no, you didn't. Your name is on the documents in 2017, the bankruptcy documents and all the rental agreements. And
really?
Fuck you. You're still in it, dickhead. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I don't know what he says about Trump isn't true. It doesn't make anything true or untrue.
No.
They're separate events. They're not mutually exclusive in terms of truth or non-truth. But it did sound very...
He once fired a woman for being pregnant, too.
Well, it's hard to work when you're pregnant.
He seems like he would be a difficult person.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I do think. Yeah. At the same time...
Which is why he's a thorn in Trump's ass.
Is he a successful lawyer? Oh, he flies private jets everywhere. That was one of his wife's biggest complaints. She said that he's short of money, and yet he flies private jets everywhere.
What an ass.
So, I don't know.
He did successfully sue the NFL.
For?
Remember the Super Bowl down in Dallas, and they had those
Oh, the
seats.
People that didn't
get
in, yeah. Yeah, upsetting
You got Jerry Jones on the stand. Jerry Jones hates him.
Yeah, they had a few cases in the coffee story. They did reference. They weren't that many, though. It was like one in 2002, one in 2010, and I didn't know too much about it. I don't know. He just seems like he came out of nowhere, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's probably doing it all pro boner.
So, anyway, back to the royal wedding.
Uh-oh.
What?
I just noticed something about this game. Sorry.
Oh, I know, too.
I won't say it.
Jim's pulling a Mazaway to report a temporary event that's going on in the sporting world. There's a no-hitter alert for the Tigers.
What inning?
They're going to go to the bottom of the seventh.
Who's pitching?
Lariano.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
How many pitches he's
You're
throwing?
Welcome.
I'll take it.
Well, let's see. He's thrown 70 pitches through six innings.
He's in good shape.
He
can do it.
Anything else on the wedding?
I thought it was interesting. So you talked about her ex-husband who had to fly out of England. He left England while the wedding was going on. Yet there were three women there that Harry's boned, including the ex-girlfriend of the longtime blonde.
Yeah.
Who looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think Markle's still hotter, whatever.
I would agree. It was a trade-up.
She attended the wedding with another one of his exes, and then Pippa was there.
Yep.
Oh, she was there.
Yeah, Pippa.
Oh, that's right.
She looked good, too, didn't she?
By the way,
she was wearing the Arizona iced tea can. Did you see that meme online?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
The two exes of Harry's that were there?
Yeah.
Do you know why they aren't with Harry anymore?
Because he's impossible.
No.
Oh.
They couldn't stand the whole protocols and all the bullshit.
Yeah, but do you think they're a little? Think they're a little bummed now, knowing that most of those protocols are thrown out of the window for a half-black divorcee of America?
I don't know. See, I could never fit into that world, so I assume other people couldn't. She probably will love it. It sounds like she wanted to be somebody, and she's somebody.
There's Pippa's iced tea.
Arizona tweeted it out.
Pippa, oh, they did?
Pippa got you feeling thirsty? Stop by Grape Pie.
That dress looks like the Arizona green tea.
That is pretty funny. And wow.
There's somebody else. Oh, I think they said the...
I think Arizona, the tea would be suing the dressmaker. For copyright.
They should. Maybe
that
they
dress
will.
Looks just like their can.
Oh, maybe they will.
To say, it's not shaped like a can.
Look how many people tweeted that out. There's another one, too. I guess the pastor looked like a bottle of Arizona iced tea as well.
What?
What?
I'll find it.
Huh? It was a boring service, wasn't it?
I sped through most of it. I thought the interesting thing was watching the people arrive and going, oh, that person's there. Neat. Oh, that person's there.
I couldn't bring myself to watch any of it. I wanted to, just because. But
you
I
didn't
just,
miss much.
Yeah, wouldn't Bryn be into it?
Yeah, but I didn't want her to be into it.
Charlotte was...
Because that would mean I'd have to watch
Charlotte
it.
Charlotte was acting out a marriage while it was going on.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Well, you're a better dad than me because I didn't want
to. Well, I wanted to watch it anyway.
I know, that's why. It was all about you?
Yeah, pretty much. I know. It's funny. So many people get so mad at it. Like... Why would anybody watch that? Who cares?
You know. I was tired all day because I woke up.
Well, that's
at like 5:30. It's like, well, the royal wedding is on, and I can't really go back to sleep, so I guess I'll watch it. So I kept myself from going back to sleep because I turned it on, yeah. And then for some reason I couldn't turn it off, although I was on Twitter and checking social media and around.
Here's a great tweet someone put out. I would never go to a wedding where I had to walk that far to get in.
So
I would be inclined to agree.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the hats are always so stupid. There's his ex-girlfriend. She's pretty. Huh.
Oh, yeah. No, she's pretty. Absolutely. Well, he's not going to go out with anybody that's not hot. He's a fucking prince.
Yeah.
I wonder what his team photo looks like, by the way. I have a feeling Harry's got a pretty good team photo.
He's ugly, too.
He's balding a little bit in the back there, too.
Oh, yeah. He's losing his hair.
Huh.
I think that's why I nailed her down.
Before he looks like his brother. Gotta do it quick.
They both can find so many hot pieces of ass to marry them. They can.
Yeah, they're
don't
they're
Kate
loaded.
And her kind of look alike? A little bit?
Yeah, there's a resemblance. I have a feeling it sounds like Kate and her do not get along. They don't do anything together. I mean, wouldn't you think
would they
they would hang out?
They're princesses.
They're housing royal peni. That's the only thing they have in common.
Yeah, but the two brothers are close.
Yeah, you never know what I don't know what they do in their free time.
It sounds like as far as being the royal woman of today, there's competition there.
Oh.
Which, by the way, I think Markle is kicking her ass.
Oh, big time. There's the priest who looks like a La Croix can.
Oh.
It's just that yellow. What kind of it's lemon.
The queen looks like a Limerita.
What's William's Kate? What if Kate? What if Kate did a fucking porn flick? Can you imagine how
dog fart?
Yes.
That'd be a huge payday. That could be the biggest porn film ever.
Yeah,
don't you think?
I think it would be a terrible.
Who would be okay?
She'd be a bore though.
If there were porn pay per view, what female would draw the biggest payday?
The queen.
Nah, because the queen's not hot.
Jennifer Aniston.
That'd be a big one.
Yeah, with Angelina Jolie.
That'd be a really big one. I don't know, Angelina Jolie, she weighs 83 pounds. She can barely control a car anymore. That's like 2 months ago. She probably weighs 40 by
it's
now.
Gross.
In, out, three times.
I don't think I'd want to see her.
I don't want to see Angelina Jolie in porn. I really don't.
President Trump and Melania.
Or just Melania.
I don't think I want to see that. Melania'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd watch
Melania with a black dude, would that be big?
Yeah. Well, if I had to see Melania, it had to be with Donald, I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
I'd watch it. It'd be funny to hear Trump talk shit to her.
<I know. laughs> Get on your knees.
Believe me, she would not be my first choice.
She wouldn't. Yeah, Aniston would be huge. I agree.
She would be big.
Let's go a little younger, though.
Oh. Emma Stone? I'm trying to Who are the big actresses?
I was going to say Olivia Munn. I don't know. I mean, I'd watch it, okay. But I'm still trying to get younger.
But how about somebody that shouldn't be doing, that would never do
Julia
porn?
Roberts.
Ew.
Oh, that, yeah.
I'd be gross, but.
Especially. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Horrible.
Well, what if she was a freak?
She could be some oral on
what if she was
dog
a deep
farts?
Throat freak?
I know, and we've seen her nude already, is Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that'd be big. That'd be really big.
But we've already seen her nude because
yeah,
of the
but not like that. Not all of it.
True.
There's some more to see. We could see. I bet she. Didn't she say something about she doesn't like having sex? Or
really?
She may have just said that.
Fake.
To get people.
I'm with her.
No, I'd see that. I want to see that.
I know we're missing somebody.
Farrah Abraham.
Oh God. Oh, Jesus. Way more to that too.
Seen it.
Oh, please. Okay, get out.
She's a low IQ individual.
She is. She's such a dope.
So last week we learned that she flashed her vagina.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah,
it's like they act like she's got a movie. It can.
Exactly.
What the fuck? She doesn't have a movie. It can. She does porn, and that's it. There's no interest in her. She has no talent. She's a dope.
So then the new update was, she was on the red carpet for some fashion show next door
to
Cannes.
She's not a model.
No, Drew, it's even worse. She was not part of this fashion show.
No.
So what's she doing there? There should have been video of her being thrown off the red carpet.
The whole thing is staged.
I'm going into security so I can throw off the fucking red carpet myself.
She went in going, I'm going to flash my vagina.
100%.
Yeah,
so that's my opinion.
Here's the red carpet. You see the still up there?
Yeah, and who's looking at the camera?
Fair.
Her and no one else.
And she must have a deal with this cameraman. So the first thing you're going to see is this girl in red. Farrah's going to tell her, "You're my shot." And pushes her out of the way. So you'll see all these people walking along the red carpet.
She's not even looking at the models.
No, she's just staring and smiling at the camera, and this chick's in her way. Would you mind standing back? And then she shows the line of vision.
Oh, my God.
And she
smiles again. Yep.
Everybody's watching the red carpet, not her.
You know, if I could... I wish we could all have a vote, like, once a month, who we can eliminate from, like, my committee, to get to stop making music.
Yeah.
People that are no longer allowed in any media, social media or anything. She would be the one person I would vote for right now.
Okay,
I'm so tired of this. Idiot!
Okay. So they're winding down. This is the end of it. And she just nodded the cameraman, okay. And you'll see these models are going to walk off. These dudes, by the way, what are they wearing? Jorts? Are jorts in now?
I don't know.
And so she hops up.
Jorts, too.
Hops up on the red carpet deck like she was walking in it and just opens up her dress.
Oh, my God.
Well, she does it twice. Keep in mind, watch her stand up, and it looks like she almost pulls it to the side.
What are those guys in?
I know. What are they wearing?
What the fuck are those, like, half pants?
She pointed to him like, "You ready?" And there she opens it once, and now she stands there. But she's not on the red carpet yet.
What's the matter, honey? A little extra cheese on the taco?
Okay, this is the first one. Then that was a dry run.
Look at her. Look how wide open she opened it. And she's walking the red carpet. And they're taking pictures of her as if she's a model.
She clear 100%.
What the fuck?
Pushed it to the side.
And everyone looks at her like, why did you just walk the red carpet? You're not part of this. See how wide open she had that?
Yeah.
And that was one, without a doubt, she was doing that intentionally.
Which every commenter on that stupid TMZ page knew it.
Oh, that it was staged?
Yeah, you could see her hand holding her
dress. I bet
your
bush smells like Chinatown during a heat wave.
Gross.
And then she just sits back down, and I do like that there are other people just not even paying attention to her.
Let's go sniff out some beef.
Yeah, no one's paying attention to her, except the girl in the red who she shoved out of the way.
Yeah, who's like 12. The girl's just wondering what that stench was.
Can't she be zorched?
She's like, oh, that's what smells. Look at everybody looking at her like, why did you just walk the red carpet, you bitch?
Because she wanted a picture making it look like she was.
I'm going into security.
So fake.
Why is she even there? So she can show her pussy?
To show her
or
vagina.
That right
That's
there.
It.
Pussy.
Yeah.
She's doing porn. It's not enough to do porn and show your pussy. You have to show it in mainstream media,
she's
too.
She's got to show it more because no one was talking about her because she's not on the show anymore. So she just had to show her vagina, get back, and then in the limelight.
So is she trying to run around? Is she like a crisis actor? Is she going to run around in the yes. national tragedies and blow guys while they're talking to victims and stuff?
Yes.
Well, that'd be nice.
I'd watch it. Well, whatever. Too
I think she'd do it if she had the chance.
No hitters over.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Speaking of crisis actors.
Sounds like we both got pussy problems.
Down in Texas, there's already some people being branded crisis actors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And who are the crisis actors?
Let's see if I can find the article.
And how soon will this be debunked, by the way?
Oh, on their mind, never.
It was debunked right away. Within 20 minutes, there were photos, after naming this loser who shot up the school.
Yeah.
There were fake online profiles and pictures, one of him wearing a Hillary 2016 hat.
Who cares if he's for Hillary? Man, by the way, who would ever believe that this 17-year-old who was...
Yeah, he would have been 15 at the time.
He would have been so into Hillary Clinton, even though he's so fucking angry about his life, that he would wear a Hillary Clinton hat around.
They did the same thing with the Sulphur Springs shooter at the church. To say, oh, he's Antifa and he's shooting up a church.
So does that mean the people are no longer dead because he was for Hillary Clinton?
Matter.
What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Because it's all about earning points.
Who earns points? Nobody earns points.
Assholes do. Assholes are into it, man.
What, do people think that every person that shoots someone is a Republican? So therefore, if we make them a Democrat, that improves something? The people are dead. How
That's
fucking
all
ridiculous.
That people Who should
are
be talking
idiots?
About.
Idiots.
It's funny, though, the story mentions that they were watching and waiting for the Washington Post was and saw that this happened within 20 minutes, and they were kind of astonished that how fast, like this is the fastest ever. And all I can think of is, why wasn't Facebook watching it and getting ready to pull these off?
And Twitter and whatever.
Because Facebook is like everyone else. They're not responsible for their product. They aren't. They basically told you, we're not responsible. There's so much coming into our Facebook, we can't possibly keep track of it all. It's like, okay, then you better shut your business down until you can figure out what's on your platform and get your shit together. Why don't you hire some fucking people, you
Instead
dopes?
Instead of an algorithm.
I mean, honest to God, isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
Yes.
And YouTube the same way.
ISIS
videos, KKK videos. They've got advertisers in front of KKK videos.
Yep.
There's a website, Bot Sentinel. They track 12,000 automated Twitter accounts that spread disinformation. Four of the top 10 phrases tweeted out by bots or troll accounts over the 24 hours were about the shooting. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't understand. How can Twitter not have more control over what they do? You know, I don't want to really start with social media, although I do want to get there. But to me, the first thing about this story that just... There's so many things that make you mad. First of all, that some fucking 17-year-old who can't get a girl, he's an incel. He's like, what's that dope's name?
Elliot Rodgers.
Elliot Rodgers and the last dope. He can't get chicks. He's a virgin, probably. He was hitting on a girl for 4 months, bothering her. And she was trying to tell him, leave me alone, leave me alone. She finally, apparently, in front of some other people, embarrassed him and said, leave me alone for the 5,000th time. He shot her and killed her. He also was saying, he broke into a room with a gun and said, surprise!
Yeah.
Start shooting people. He was singing Another One Bites the Dust after he shot people.
Yep.
Then some kids pile into a closet, and apparently their phones are ringing in the closet.
Oh, man.
So fucking cell phones. Nice. And by the way,
why were they in
it's got to make the people feel great that called them.
Wow.
It's like, oh, I better call them. They're at the...
Well, they want to make sure they're okay, but why weren't they on silence anyway?
Why wouldn't you?
In school?
Well, exactly.
Because there's a fucking gunman and you're probably not thinking about it.
Yeah, but you're in school.
Why
it should be silent anyways. You're in school.
Who knows?
It's probably one person who had left their ringer. It's probably it's probably Maz.
So anyway, he shot someone through the door who was killed. I think there were six people, and they said, I think two of them were shot. But then... There's the dad who allows him to have his guns. Nice job, Dad.
But what did he allow him, or did he find the key? Like I don't know that.
I don't care. I don't care. If you have guns and you've got a teenager, your gun should be locked up. Teenagers do dumb things.
Well, he claims they were locked up.
Well, then how did he get them?
How do kids get into liquor cabinets?
Well, then, if you can't protect the world from your guns, then you shouldn't have
guns. Yeah, guns are a different story. You know, those. That's one huge fear I have about owning. I mean, I don't, but I'm,
well, if you own a gun, the chance of a gun accident in your house, yeah, the chance of someone being shot with a gun in your house, I don't know what the number is, and somebody will get mad, I'm sure, and tell me, it's the troops.
It's more. It's a lot more likely. Just say that.
Yeah, it's more likely.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is because when you have little kids, and you know, we have the dumb fuck in Detroit whose 3-year-old shot himself because he left a loaded gun around, and we've got the, what was it, a 4-year-old that shot 2 3-year-olds in Dearborn or whatever. I mean, this happens all the time.
Yep.
If people...
But that never gets the attention. It's the mass shootings that get the attention.
Well, but in this case, I'm sorry, they're your guns, Dad. You should be charged. Somebody took your guns and shot 20 people with them because you can't keep track of your own fucking guns.
I'm devil's advocate. What if the kid took the car, found the car keys and took the car and ran over kids?
That's exactly what I was going
to ask.
Well,
then they shouldn't be allowed to have the keys.
But if you let the parent...
Now, I don't like that comparison, guns and cars, because people bring it up.
Well, people do mow people down with cars.
It's a fair comparison. It's not a
You know
weapon.
What? It's uncommon enough that I would give somebody a lot bigger break. But if you've got some kid, okay, the kid Nicholas Cruz, who 911 has called on him 36
totally
times.
Uh-huh.
He puts guns to people's heads, loaded guns to people's heads, and, well, we've got the key, and he has to ask for the guns. Like, no, he shouldn't have any fucking guns. He puts guns to people's heads, you idiots.
See that family's being sued big time.
Yeah.
And they should.
I'm not sure I'm against that.
Yeah. Now, with Demetrios Patsagorchis or whatever his name is, I don't know what common sense gun law would have stopped this one, because it was a shotgun and a .38.
Maybe if you charge the... if someone takes your guns and you didn't...
I mean, if these guns were registered, if it was in a national registry, we already know whose gun. They weren't stolen. We know who they were.
They're
Dad's
guns. They're not his guns.
No, I know, but they were locked
up. They weren't locked up well enough. How were they locked up? How did he get them?
That's the one thing I don't know. Were they locked up? Were they in a safe? How were they kept?
Well, they weren't locked up good enough.
No, and he should.
Because his fucked up kid, who, by the way, wears a trench coat to school on a 90-degree day with a Born to Kill t-shirt. He had pictures of his Born to Kill t-shirt online before.
I can't imagine why that girl didn't want to go out with him.
I know. She's really cute, by the way. I don't know why he thought she would go out with him. Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, just stop. You know, there's a million places to go with this, but just let's start with the internet and social media. Okay. Adults cannot handle social media.
No.
Adults can't handle it. Why are kids on social media?
I don't know.
They're bullying each other. They're sending nude pictures back and forth. I mean, really, isn't it ridiculous? Isn't it stupid? And I'm not trying to be one of those people should be able to drive till they're 50 or, you know. It's just so dumb. We've become so dumb. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, but you can see this idea of cats.
And babies.
You can share memes.
I know. It really sucks.
Create your own echo chamber.
But honestly, adults cannot handle social media. They can't.
I think they're worse than kids half the time.
You know, I think
they're... Yeah, just look at the president.
They probably are worse than kids. But the problem is kids are kids. They're weak-minded.
Yes.
They're more sensitive. They're just coming into their own. And somebody saying... One person saying something shitty on social media could really fuck a kid up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I see these assholes who are responding to my Twitter, and I Well, you fucking asshole! Fuck
if there's
you.
Any children in the room, please close your ears.
I mean, it can really piss me off when somebody says the wrong thing on social media.
I'll get your damn kids for this! You're all gonna die!
So imagine, you know, a 12-year-old or a 13-year-old. It happens. There's more bullying. You know, people who say, oh, yeah, we really watch the bullying. No, you don't. There's so much bullying going on. No, you can't possibly.
But not every kid that gets bullied goes up and shoots a school.
No, they don't. But there's a lot of fucked up kids. There's more suicides. Kids are committing more suicide. And generally, the more screen time a child has, the better their chance of being depressed.
Oh,
you know
I believe that.
Yeah.
There's too much stuff to watch.
So what do? We put them in front of screens all day and all night. They're in front of screens constantly. What do we see at Coachella? People on their phones the whole time. What do you see if you go out anywhere? People on their phones.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
Good luck stopping it.
First of all, no, I know. I wouldn't even pretend to know how to stop it or want to stop it. If people want to be on their phones, they want to be on their phones. What are you going to say? But kids?
Let me ask you this, though. It's a fairly new phenomenon in technology.
20 years!
Yeah, that's what? That's one generation. I mean,
I know, but here's the thing.
I'm very conscious of putting it, you know, not having the kids be on in front of screens, TV or phones or any of that. It's unavoidable.
Well, but
you know,
there's a lot of gun owners who are very responsible about making sure. But there's how many gun owners there are?
I'm just saying, do you think now people are realizing that, oh boy, there's a lot of negative effect to this piece of technology? Whereas you didn't hear about that 10 years ago. 10 years ago was like, look at all these amazing things. And that's with any technology.
Well, but that was TV at the time. You can't have your kids in front of TV, and now it's...
Well, there's a lot of debates that go on between kids and their parents about when they should have a cell phone. And believe me, the kids always get them before they should. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, first of all, any kid... Well, we already know. I forgot the numbers. But remember that poll we had a while back about how many teenagers send nude pictures back and forth?
Yep.
Like how...
Your cell phone blows.
I cannot imagine being 16 and that going on in my life. First of all, I would have probably come unglued. Awesome. It would have been fucking awesome, yes. No, it would have been way too awesome.
Yes, because then
too awesome.
You had to have a Polaroid or a picture that got developed somewhere and your parents could find it. Well, they could find it on the phone.
No, it was impossible. But now it's like if you're not a 16-year-old with chick sending you, you know, some titty shots or something, you probably feel like a loser.
But they're losers. Just remember that.
But, you know, as far as these school shootings, the one thing that...
This will be forgotten about.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Two months will go by.
Nothing will change.
Is anyone...
I do like that the governor, though, was kind of heckling him, calling him he didn't have the courage to kill himself because that was his big plan.
Well, yeah, and I hope he is... Is that... I hope he has scheduled boo-fooings already. Fucking asshole. I was going to commit suicide. Oh, really? So you have the courage to shoot the girl that you harassed for 4 months. You have the courage to shoot 19 other people, yep, but not the yourself. Courage to shoot yourself, you fucking cocksucking loser.
It really proves what a loser he is. You can't even do that right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you
seen that happens all the time?
Have you seen the tweets of people turning it into a racial thing too?
Racial?
Because he's white, that's why the cops didn't shoot him. So all the white people or white kids that shoot up schools, they're still alive. But then you go into
who's this? Rochelle Riley?
I just saw randomly on Twitter like comments.
How many mass school shootings are done by black kids?
Not mad. I can't think of any.
And frankly, the only other
one... There were a couple because she said there are none, and she was wrong.
There's a few. We looked it up.
School shootings, though...
We looked up mass shootings, not school shootings. Right. Mass shootings. There's that guy in Jacksonville and that guy that had all that Seattle...
I can't think of many school shootings. You know what's funny?
School shooter, mass shooters that live, particularly school shootings, they're not that... Not many of them live. The last two did. If you look at mass shooters, Nicholas Cruz is one that actually lived. Most of them get killed.
Columbine, they're gone.
By the way, they usually kill themselves. We're back to the trench coat that strikes smacks of Columbine.
Cool.
These people become heroes to other losers.
What happened to his coat?
I don't remember that.
What, too soon? Here's audio of him when he got his trench coat. I think this is him.
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
He got it when he was 14. I don't know why he hit puberty. His voice is kind of high. He's had it for a couple years.
What happened to his coat?
A trench coat? It's 90 degrees.
That guy looked like he stunk. Didn't he look like he smelled too? Did you see him dancing around?
He just looks like a load.
Oh, total
load. And a lot of people were suggesting he's an incel.
Frankly,
he's angry because he hasn't fucked anyone yet. And he goes after this super cute girl, by the way. Have a clue, punk. You're a fat fuck loser. You're not going to date that
cute
chick. Just forget it.
Don't I know?
Couldn't he look at the bullying and go, oh, yeah, man, I better straighten up my act.
He wasn't bullied. No. They said the football coaches bullied him. You know, that just kills me. It's like, you know, youth sports. I don't even want to see youth sports anymore. I've seen enough youth sports to last me the rest of my life. But
oh, did you see the youth sports that got texted to you today before the show?
Uh-oh. I'm guessing I know what it was.
Because I was included in the text.
You sports.
While you're looking it up,
Tom
Mazaway.
Yeah, Eastside Champs. He sent the picture along.
CYO? East or no, not CYO. Yeah,
texted to me. Texted.
Yeah, I don't know what they're champs of.
I was watching U17 soccer, Italy against Netherlands today.
Oh my god!
When I left,
I thought I was bad for watching the FA Cup.
It was tied 2-2 when I left. I don't know what.
Boring.
Wait, Maz isn't in the team photo.
No, I know he's not part of the team. He's just a parent.
Wait, did he win the trifecta again?
He said he did.
Oh,
I don't believe him because nobody could see the race.
He said he won $300.
Ooh.
I know.
Did you watch it? You didn't watch it.
Why doesn't he bet more? No, I didn't. I saw it was on and turned it off. Seriously, I don't care. I'm not going to watch another species in their sports. They don't watch me. They never watched me.
The dogs would watch you.
It's funny because he said, what a great race. And I'm like, you know what? I watched it. It was terrible because you couldn't see anything.
Oh, would you look at this? What is this, a pony?
And there's these guys on their back slowing them down. Think how fast they beat up these dudes on them. Add 150 pounds to the fucking horse.
And the horse led the whole time, so how exciting is that?
Yeah, and if they didn't have a person on them showing them where to go, I'd give them a little bit more credit.
They'd probably run for their freedom.
Yeah, they would run in a different direction. They wouldn't be a race because they don't know it's a race. They don't know they won, lost. The guy in last could have won as the guy in first.
Yeah, he doesn't
know. All they know.
Shows you how dumb the horses are.
They're basically in the same place now. They're in some nice paddock. It's heated and lovely.
Paddock.
Oh God, I'm running! Oh yeah! Oh boy,
I can't stand horse racing. Someone ruined it for me. I know someone that loved it, and it made me hate it just because.
Oh, really?
Fuck them.
It's better if you have money on it. Anything is interesting
if you're there. But why? I don't understand the 10-hour event for a 2-minute thing.
Oh, that sounds so boring.
Would you look at Effie's running?
I used to go to the dog track in Phoenix. There was a dog track like 2 miles from my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they put babies on their back? What do they have?
No, they had nothing on their back.
Oh, dogs can run without anything on their back.
They chased a fake rabbit.
Interesting.
They have the fake rabbit that's running alongside. And
by
the way,
he's running.
The mechanical rabbit broke down one time and stopped.
Oh, really?
And the dogs fucking tore it to shreds.
It was awesome.
Great. It was hilarious.
Awesome.
I'd love to see that.
So I heard the Texas governor actually said something to the effect that something needs to be good because they had the 27 people killed at the church.
Yeah.
So that's two pretty big ones in Texas in a very short time. But Texas, it doesn't seem like a place you're getting a lot of new gun laws.
Nothing's going to
happen. No.
Does anyone care? I mean, I rarely hear this brought up. What is going on with teenage kids that want to shoot a dozen people? I mean, what isn't that worthy of examination to anyone?
What do you mean, what's up with it? Just the mental
health
aspect?
I forgot I was having this conversation
with
what I was saying.
Cool. Well,
okay, it seems to me before 1990, no one did this.
No
one did it. Then around, 95, a couple of people did it. Then Columbine hit. And then now it's like every 3-4 months, somebody shoots up a school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the ultimate loser. Okay, whoever's the biggest load in your class, you should just ship them off somewhere or they'll shoot your school up.
Yeah, but then there'll be a new biggest load.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah,
there's always
you
got to
get rid of a load every month.
Hot.
A load of the month. Dog fart.
I mean,
can't chicks put out for these incels? Just take one for the team once in a while?
and then one girl gets drafted into that too.
Why don't they just draw straws? No, just match them up. The loser girl gets with the loser guy. Yeah. Just like the quarterback gets with the cheerleader.
Yeah, because she's not
just
getting
have a school
anyway.
Orgy.
The first girl cut from cheerleading tryouts has to put out.
Just one big orgy. David Hogg's been a tweeting machine today.
I had to unfollow Peter Frampton because he likes so many David Hogg tweets. Yes, I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
He's sent out so many tweets today.
Oh, this is his chance to make it big again. Get back in the news.
Oh, you want
midterm elections, right?
No. All about the shooting.
There was something big he said.
He's back on message. The last two have just been violence. Violence. Those were the last two. Just violence.
Not powerful. Did Peter Frampton retweet him?
It doesn't say.
I'm gonna check Frampton's Twitter. What is wrong with Peter Frampton, by the way? I don't even know if I'm a fan anymore.
Oh, man.
What did I see? I read a story. There was something.
The NRA says the only solution is more mental health care. But guess what? That means more psychiatric prescriptions like Ritalin.
Wait, what? Who's that? What? Is that Hogg?
Yeah, what? They don't prescribe Ritalin for mental health. It's for ADHD.
What's he saying? Are kids is he suggesting it up because Ritalin they have ADHD? Is because there's a lot of people that think it's medication.
Oh, I know. I think it's kind of a red herring.
I think it's kind of loser. It's just loser world, basically. And seeing other kids and falling in love.
Look, there's plenty of people idolizing. That take those medications that are perfectly fine. And you know what? It actually helps them.
Oh, my God. I think I came across something. The South Park guy should sue him.
Why? What did he do?
So he's been for gun laws. Like, his big thing is everyone who's graduating paint their caps orange.
Who? Hogg?
Hogg, yeah. And some girl, he tweeted that, and some girl said, you know, we're going to be in trouble if we do that. Let's wear an orange ribbon. So now everything is, for those of you that can't participate in hashtag orange caps, but can't spray paint your caps, print out the price tag, which is $1.05. You remember Team America, yeah, that song, yeah. Freedom Costs $1.05. I swear, I think that's really a, I mean, funny. Why else would he, what is $1.05? What is the significance of that?
Oh, is that, oh, is that the cost per vote, yeah, the NRA pays?
Oh, damn it. Well, whatever. I still wanted the South Park guys to go after him.
Hogg was going to teach us how to use democracy because we're too dumb to use a democracy. Yeah. What's he doing, by
he's
the way?
Tweeting.
Seems like he's too dumb to use a democracy, too, because what's he changed?
Nothing. People are tweeting stuff, and he just retweets it and says, the young people will win.
Once again, if you look at what he wants, the sensible gun laws that he wants, which I think you and I agree with what some of the things he wants, none of that would have prevented Santa Fe.
What Hogg wanted?
Yeah.
No, because the guy's guns weren't locked up properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's always going to be those outliers.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, you're not going to stop those guys.
No, and that's not why this is going to be an absolute either for no laws.
Okay, Frampton retweeted David Hogg. Please, we have to vote these people out. Sign your high school up to register kids to vote.
Oh, Frampton retweeted that?
Frampton retweeted that. Oh. He retweeted Kyra Sedgwick saying...
Kyra
he follows Kyra Sedgwick?
Oh, man.
Frampton is falling miles.
Maybe he wants to hit it.
Oh, boy.
That's true. Oh, you know, by the way, I had to unfollow someone because all he retweets is pussy that he wants.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh. David Spade will retweet any chick that says nice. Any chick that says something nice about him, he retweets. I'm not joking. And their stupid tweets are all about him. Every one of them's about him.
You should tweet it about him and put a hot chick as your. Have Trudy do it. Maybe we can get him on the show.
That's a good idea. What did Kyra Sedgwick say? Once again, a school community has been rocked by gun violence. We don't deserve to live like this, and our children don't deserve to die like this. Peter Frampton retweeted.
Of course
really?
They don't.
He couldn't think of that of himself? Okay, Peter Frampton retweeted, Julianne Moore, vote them out! Hashtag no NRA. And she was retweeting, Billy Eichner said, the GOP in Congress and the NRA have enabled a culture where simply sending your children to school, which you must do legally, is a death sentence. What, really? Okay.
Look, it's bad, but it's not.
Your chance of being hit by lightning is, I think, 7 times your chance of being shot in a school. So let's not be ridiculous.
Well, one is too many, but yeah, let's not go a little nuts.
The number of school shootings, this is actually... I would say if he's going to retweet something, this isn't a bad one. He retweeted Mark Hilberer. Who's Mark Hilberer?
Never heard of him.
He has 702 followers. What is Frampton doing? Is he on Twitter all day?
All he does is retweet.
Who's that dude?
The number of school shootings that have happened since the year 2000 around the world. England 0, Greece 1, Netherlands 1, Spain 1, India 1, Argentina 1, Russia 1, China 3, Mexico 4, Australia 5, Canada 5, Germany 5, South Africa 5, USA 213. That's okay. I know. Before anybody, don't send the email. The school shooting number is inflated. I agree because they include certain shootings that are not school shootings.
They include accidental ones.
I don't know.
Suicides.
The number, though, believe me, it's way higher than any of these other countries. So don't bother with the email. He retweeted Bonnie Raitt. Okay, at least she's in his business. He retweeted Emma Gonzalez. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Santa Fe High, you didn't deserve this. I don't really... What Emma Gonzalez and David's Hogg tweet, yeah. I generally don't disagree with them. It's when they start... Well,
no, I'm with you. Lockstep.
Yeah. just after Tombstone saying that is put over you. You deserve more than thoughts and prayers. Okay, well, that's, come on, Frampton, that's old. You ever tweeted Ed Asner?
When does the school shooting look good?
Ed.
What the fuck?
Wait, is somebody? Wait, Ed, is somebody going, oh, man, check this out. This looks great.
It was Trump.
Oh, yeah. Trump said, school shooting in Texas, early reports not looking good. God bless all. So Ed Asner retweets Trump and says, when does the school shooting look good?
Well, you know what he's trying to say.
Hashtag what the fuck?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you're getting a semantical argument with him, Ed.
Frampton retweeted Julianne
Moore. I don't know who that is, so he sounds stupid.
Julianne Moore.
Our children have come to expect gun violence in their schools. Our leaders should be ashamed. Hashtag no NRA. Hashtag every town. Hashtag moms demand. Hashtag students demand.
That's a lot of hashtags. It's too many hashtags.
Wait, Hampton. Oh, this guy has a lot of followers. Okay. That's just, he must be living on Twitter. He retweets a guy with 63 followers.
Really?
Peter.
Why don't you tweet something at Frampton and try and get a retweet?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Oh, you're going to have to follow him again. Well, no, you won't.
Ted.
What are you going to say, though?
Is this guy? Oh, this guy has a lot of followers. Okay.
Just do it something generic. That
he retweeted Mia Farrow.
More kids shot dead. At least 8 people, as many as 10, have been killed in Santa Fe High School shooting. This is the 3rd school shooting in 8 days. The 22nd.
Okay.
Why is every
somebody?
I
guarantee you, Mia Farrow's getting some comments going, it's not the 22nd shooting. Should I read her comments?
Yes. They'll be hate filled no matter what she said.
Let's see, Mia Farrow.
God bless the United States.
Did you ever notice the second?
Yes. I've been wondering what that is.
God bless United States.
United States.
Okay, I can't read Peter Frampton.
Maybe he's trying to do an echo. That's the United States.
Unfollowing Peter Frampton. What a load off my back that is. Jesus.
I just followed him. So I
tweet at him, Jim.
Oh, I was
Jim,
going
try,
to.
Try and get a retweet. Tweet. I know you should tweet.
At Peter Frampton.
Tweet this.
God bless United States.
And then add shh at the end.
Okay.
Exhausting.
I know, it is exhausting.
Isn't it funny when that, I don't know if you get the updates on your phone, but it comes across shooting in a school. It's just like, oh, Jesus, again? It's just the one story I don't want.
I know.
I don't want to hear about it anyway, but I'm exhausted.
Well, you know,
by it.
Honestly, seeing the parents on TV and the other kids, it's just such a bummer. It's such a drag. I've seen it so many times. I'm not commenting either way. I'm just saying I feel that we are so powerless to stop this.
We are.
And that we have no ingenuity whatsoever. We have no ability to work together on this. It's all this side versus this side, and it ends up in nothing being done.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the focus, I would agree with the left that the NRA is absolutely intractable. It's all about the Second Amendment. Anything that infringes is wrong.
I
disagree with the left that feels with it's all the NRA's fault.
It's not the NRA's fault.
No, they're not elected officials, first of all. They're an interest group.
I have no problem with the NRA. It's the politicians. They don't care. They care more about money and having a job.
Yeah, and by the way, that system, there's another ridiculous thing that creates gridlock is the fact that interest groups are allowed to give money to candidates and they're allowed to get special.
Yeah, that's not gonna.
They
change.
Get time. They get interest. They have advocates because they give
things
them money. It's bullshit.
Can't change.
No, it's like we are just the most
things have to change.
Pathetic. Johnny Manziel has a podcast.
All right. Yeah,
nice.
So glad.
Forget about him signing with the, who's he with? Hamilton
CFL
Tiger
Hamilton
Cats.
Tiger Cats, yeah.
Oh, man.
His podcast, I know you may disagree. I think it'll bomb because I don't think he has anything to say. I don't think he's that interesting.
Depends who's with him.
But who's going to want to be with him?
Well, isn't he on Barstool? There's somebody there that'll be
with
him.
Yeah, but if he's, he's not going to do a podcast that he's not the star of. He's not going to be a player in a podcast that other people make great.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't think so.
Well, I wouldn't trust him to lead one.
I think interest in him is waning hugely, by the way, because I just noticed that story on TMZ has 4 comments, which is generally the way I determine when someone is done.
Are any of them racist? Because they usually get racist really quick.
Well, everything on TMZ becomes racist. I don't know. I have no idea. It all becomes all Trump, Hillary. Well, really Trump. Trump, anti-Trump, and race. Some of them are... I mean, I'm amazed they don't throw people off there, by the way.
Yeah. You know, free thinkers. Anything goes.
It's the same people over and over, too. I mean, someone gets up and goes, I can't wait to get on TMZ and make racial comments.
It's probably bots fighting with each other on both sides.
This is just a fight between two men of different races fighting each other to decide which race is superior.
Well, just to mix things up, after the break, we'll check Today in Rock. There's a lot of stuff, interesting stuff today, and also Greta Van Fleet shows are coming up.
Ooh. Yeah.
They got a big, did you see that big section they got?
Yeah, big article, big interview.
Yeah, pretty cool. In the Sunday Free Press, Entertainment and Travel, Greta Van Fleet, Giant Picture, Homecoming. In the middle of a whirlwind year, the Michigan band brings its classic rock sound to the Fillmore Theater for 3 sold-out shows, and I'm officially laying it at the feet of Greta Van Fleet to keep rock and roll alive. Because there seems to be no one else their age who can do it.
No.
Which song? Is this Highway Song?
Nope, Safari Song.
Safari Song?
Yeah.
Do they get played? Does WRAF play Greta Van Fleet? They probably don't. I'm just going to guess
I
no.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
Do you think they get local airplay?
I would be shocked if Riff did not play them. I would be blown away if they didn't play.
They'd probably play Highway Song and nothing else.
Or this. This is a hit, wasn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I really don't know. Oh, lady, when you come on down, won't you come on down? I said, my child. Oh, mama, when you come on down, won't you come on down? I said, my home. Oh, lady, won't you move my way? Can't you move my way? I'm getting crazy. Oh, mama, when you give your love, and when you give your love, you drive me crazy. Oh, mama, won't you come and do it all that love in your heart? Part of that article talks about it sounds like they have a new album almost finished, if not done. Well, they're sold out 3 nights in a row at the Fillmore. They said they could have sold out a whole bunch more shows.
Ooh. Yeah, this one and Highway Tune were both number 1 on the rock chart.
Oh, cool. Okay. And they seem to imply that there's a good future ahead because they're not partiers by any means.
Yet.
Well,
22. Yeah,
they're the two 22-year-old twins. And their brother plays bass, and they got a 19-year-old drummer. I mean, one of them is going to spin out, I'm sure, but I hate to say that.
Yeah, what brothers last a really long time? The Davies kind of had their little arguments.
They talk about that. They sound absolutely focused on keeping the brothers together at least.
Gallagher.
Although, you know.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Let's wait till they meet girls and get married and things like that. I mean, things can change really fast.
Who are the successful brothers?
The Doobie Brothers?
No, they're not brothers.
No.
The Gallagher Brothers, the Robinson Brothers, who don't talk.
Oh, no, that's right.
The two Kinks Brothers don't talk. The Davies Brothers don't talk. The Oasis Brothers don't talk. Wow, that's amazing.
Holy shit.
That's incredible.
Huh.
I know. Well,
the Osmond family talks.
ACDC?
The Jackson Brothers are together.
The Youngs did talk.
Tight. Van Halen.
Yeah.
Oh, the Van Halen, they wrecked the rest of the band.
Sounds like Alex is quite the ass.
How did the Beach Boy Brothers get along?
Really surprised me.
Let's see. Dennis Wilson. Dennis and Brian, wait.
I just
Brian married
said.
Mike Love's daughter, which was a big problem.
What? Why? What's the big deal? It sounds fine.
She was 25 years younger, and he was an alcoholic, and he was nailing Christine McVie.
Sounds like a nice
same
guy.
Same time. Yeah, Dennis was definitely the chick magnet in the Beach Boys. Hall Financial is a big supporter of our podcast and the best place to get your mortgage. If you're buying a home, considering refi, or you want to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, contact David Hall. Click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage and fill out the online form. No obligation to have your questions answered by David himself. They will contact you, though, if you want something. They will be delighted if you click that link. We get credit for it that way. Or call 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you, and they will do whatever you want, whether it's home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down, Dave and his team have all the programs you're looking for Restrictions apply. Michigan's licensed broker, lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. And what's the Hall Financial Hotline apparently possibly going to be opened up for?
Yeah, we could open it up. There's a couple of them. Well, there's the Markles. We didn't even talk about the Meghan Markle's aunt and cousin went to Burger King and got their own royal crowns.
Oh, yeah, they were wearing crowns.
Which is
from Burger
cool.
King.
Great idea.
Yeah. We could call them. There's, this one's a great one. 93-year-old guy named Ben Bender, which cool name, finally ended his golf career, his 66-year golf career, after he got a hole-in-one. He had his first hole-in-one.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
How long a hole was it?
They don't say, but he used a 5-wood, so it must be a really big one.
I think it was like about 230, 240.
I don't think so. I'm guessing it's 135 is going to be my guess.
You think? Do they typically play from the women's tee? Is that like women's and seniors?
No, seniors should not be playing from the women's tee. That's bullshit.
Just curious. I don't know.
He looks so happy. Although they said that he shot an 8 on 1 on hole 1 and shot a 7 on hole 2 and then got the hole in 1 and 3.
Oh, nice.
So he wasn't having the best round.
Did they say what his total round was?
Five and a third per hole.
No, I think after he got the hole in 1, he just was like, fuck it, I'm done.
I'm done.
Good way to go out.
And then there's some numbers for Cosby jurors. I had a Cosby juror hang up on me earlier today.
A Cosby juror hung up on you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that is spoken, but they have listed all the Cosby jurors and then called this guy up. Not interested. But I call for my cell phone, not the...
Well, it's worth calling. Oh, good, good, good.
Not interested.
Hey, how about buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInTheD.com? Because it's different than any place else. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for a sub sandwich, as Maz likes to say. No questions asked. They could do that, too, but it's not the way they deliver their customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, their customers, and their employees. Happy employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price matters, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy is what works. A well-rounded experience, not just a one-time deal. So shop around first if you must, but then please give them a shot at Zot. While you're there, play a game of foosball, get in the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, or kick back and enjoy a cup of coffee. And your friendly dealer that cares, only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. That's all they want is a chance at your business. And somebody bought two Ram trucks,
yeah,
by the way. Yes.
Yeah, very cool.
They like to hear that. Although, he acknowledged that he did not bird dog Tom.
Uh-oh. Tom will honestly be very hurt by that. Let me rephrase that. Tom will honestly be very pissed about that.
Well, I think I forwarded to Gabara, so maybe Maz can get a bird dog after all. He has collected bird dogs.
After the fact?
I don't know about after the fact. I don't know. But, hey, two Ram Chats still. That's really cool.
You should get the bird dog if anybody should, Drew.
I wasn't worried about myself. Whether you have $11 trillion or $3 or something in change saved up, it's important to have a plan in place when saving for retirement. There's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. It may take a lifestyle change like cutting back on arm pizza or mac and cheese with ... Saving a little now for retirement can have big results down the road. You don't want to look back years from now and wish that time travel speed was possible. Call Luke Nowacki.
Time travel speed.
Is that possible? Time travel speed?
Time travel speed.
Call Luke Nowacki. Boy, everybody, even the copy is in drops now.
It's great.
Call Luke Nowacki.
That's the best one.
248-663-4748 to get started on the path to retirement. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, a member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034, 248-663-4700.
I'm not a fan of arm sauce pizza. That's not my thing.
It's no one's thing.
Let me get through this, and then let's call this guy and find out if he's using too much club.
Oh, that guy? Okay.
1966, May 21st, John Entwistle and Keith Moon, late to the Who gig, Daltrey and Townsend take the stage at the Ricky Ticky Club in Windsor with the backup band's bassist and drummer. Meanwhile, Entwistle and Moon show up. A fight breaks out with Townsend ending up hitting Entwistle over the head with his guitar.
Oh, wow.
Keith and John quit the Who but rejoin a week later.
Huh. So, what year was that?
66.
Wow.
Yeah. 67, Jimi Hendrix signed with Reprise Records, which was a division of Warner, so all his stuff ended up coming out pretty much on Warner, I think. Same day, the Beatles' new album, Sgt. Pepper, was previewed on the BBC, a one-time deal on Kenny Everett's BBC show. But they didn't play A Day in the Life, which was already banned before it even came out.
Why was it banned?
Woke up, got out of bed.
Dragged a comb across my head.
I went downstairs and had a smoke. Somebody
drank
smoked
a cup.
And I went into a dream.
Oh, okay. That's why, because somebody's...
Yeah, they assumed it was about getting high.
But then he said somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Bunch of squares.
Because he was stoned.
Whatever.
McCartney was high.
Oh no.
No. That was two songs put together, by the way. The first one and then McCartney. The McCartney song, which would have been I don't know what. But that part where the alarm goes off and dun, 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 dun.
Yeah,
it is cool. It works. They did that quite a few times. I've Got a Feeling, and there are a couple more. Also on this day in 69, four Dodger fans beat up a long-haired fan at Dodger Stadium on May 21, 1969. It ends up being Peter Cetera.
What?
Of Chicago. Not then, but he would join Chicago later. He was in intensive care.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wish they'd beaten him a little harder. Huh? God, I hate his music.
He's got really weird hair.
17 days after Kent State, CSNY releases Neil Young's Ohio, Four Dead in Ohio, after the four students were killed by the National Guard, which is, I still can't believe that really happened. A year later, on May 21, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On was released. That is a great, great album. It's usually in the top 10 of the all times because he wrote it from the standpoint of a Vietnam vet coming home. So there's a lot about just a lot of the crap going on in America. 1978, The Buddy Holly Story with Gary Busey as Buddy Holly premiered in Lubbock, Texas.
Didn't he win an Academy Award for that?
I think he won a Golden Globe, but maybe not the Academy Award.
Okay.
I know he would. It was a great performance. 1988, Joe Strummer of The Clash, arrested for hitting an audience member with a guitar in Hamburg, Germany. 1995, Don Henley married model Sharon Summerall. I was more fascinated by all the people that showed up for that wedding. Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, David Crosby, Randy Newman, Jimmy Buffett, Jackson Brown, Sting, Billy Joel, and Sheryl Crow. They must have had some kind of a jam there. 1997, the Foo Fighters released The Color and the Shape. 1998, on May 21, Tommy Lee got 6 months in jail for spousal abuse, which really, thinking back to that, all his whining about
fixed him.
Brandon punching him. What a brat. He's such a baby. James Brown was pardoned by the state of South Carolina on this day in 2003. Also the same day, Mariah Carey called out Eminem, saying he was a little girl, and he acts like a seventh grader after he threatened to release her voicemails in songs.
Yeah,
remember? Did he put a voicemail?
I don't remember that at all.
I feel like, I don't think he did. I think he released them.
Yes, I'm saying it. I want a mango.
I think didn't he say he banged her?
Oh, he definitely did.
Yeah, I think he did.
This is a man's world.
There was at least one. I feel like I heard it.
Can you check YouTube for there? Check to see if that's out somewhere. It'd probably be funny as hell. Scott Stapp arrested for assault, domestic assault, on this day in 2007. 2008, Lou Pearlman got 25 years in prison for stealing money from relatives, friends, and retirees. He'd been doing that for decades. 2009, Michael Jackson delayed the start of his This Is It tour for additional rehearsals. In 2011, Pete Daugherty was jailed for 6 months after a documentary maker filmed him smoking crack. She died the next day of a heroin OD, and then her film somehow was seen, and it was turned into police, and there he was smoking crack on this piece of video, and he was on probation at the time. Robin Gibb died at the age of 62 on this day in 2012, and Ray Manzarek died 5 years ago today. Of bile duct cancer. I just watched that Doors documentary over again.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
People Are Strange. Wow, that was... You know, I liked it when it came out, but I think I was just looking at it to sort of see it for the interview, and
how
I really watched it. It's from... I think it's from 2009 or 10, because we interviewed Ray. I think it's 2010.
He's always a good interview.
Yeah, he's a great interview. God, you know, it's weird. I told you I listened to that David Crosby... podcast with Alec Baldwin. Mostly because I want to hear Baldwin, because I hate him. I just hate that he thinks he's such a hotshot podcaster. And probably has a billion more people listening
than
we
Baldwin,
do.
Alec Baldwin, man.
But anyway, that podcast wasn't bad because Crosby was really spilling. So I'm not going to say it wasn't good. Not because Alec Baldwin's great. But anyway, on that podcast, Crosby somebody had emailed in. They took email questions, and somebody said, "Is there anyone in your business that you hate besides Jim Morrison?
Why is he
or the door or the Doors?"
Oh.
So of course he said, "Nah, not really. You know, I respect most of my peers, and you know, there's a lot of talented people." And Baldwin said, "What's the thing with the Doors?" And Crosby said, "Well, I really thought Jim Morrison was a big phony." So he was a big phony, and he said, "I thought the bass, the Ray Manzarek's left hand being the bass was horrible." Yeah.
It's just weird. It's just different.
But you know, if I'm watching that documentary, I was really impressed with the three guys. I mean, they're really a three piece. Because you got Manzarek on the keyboards, Robbie Krieger, and I also didn't realize how much bottleneck guitar he played. Morrison really liked that sound, so he did that a lot. And John Densmore was a jazz drummer who sort of, those three guys were very talented. They really were. And I thought they had a really interesting sound.
I was always surprised by the cult of Jim Morrison, though.
Yeah. You know,
it's never terrible. I mean, it's fine.
I think a lot of people would have you believe that he was sort of meant for something larger than rock and roll. And that was bullshit. I think that was total bullshit. It was interesting that as he came apart, and truly, Ray Manzarek is the one that I think puts it the most succinctly. He says he was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really bad alcoholic. There was really nothing more or less to it. He had a terrible drinking problem, and no one knew what to do with that.
Great guy.
In 1970, 68, 69, when he was doing it, there weren't Betty Ford centers.
Well, plus he was the band.
I don't think he was the whole... I mean, he was the face of the band, so it's like Tom Petty. I mean, that's a great band, too, but without Tom Petty... Robbie Krieger wrote Light My Fire. Robbie Krieger wrote Touch Me, I think.
I am so good at music.
Actual audio of Robbie. I ran into a terrible Robbie Krieger cover. It was so bad.
Really?
I can't remember what it was.
I can do that.
It was awful.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work. Yeah.
But I thought those three guys, well, you know, they went out with Ian Astbury, and it was fantastic. Playing Doors music, but you just can't believe those three guys couldn't put something together without all that time. They were so young when Morrison died. And the band was together for 54 months. They put out six albums, and L.A. Woman, their last album, was their comeback album. I mean, that was really the best album since the first one. And they also said in the doc that when Morrison was in Paris for 3 months, first of all, he started to clean up. Then he found out that Paris was really the epicenter of heroin at that time. And, of course, he got into it, and then he continued his downhill slide. But he had already talked to the band from Paris and said, "I want to come back and do another album." So he wasn't done. Mm. I think that was a popular concept at the time that, oh, he was done. He was going to go be a poet. Yeah, being a poet makes so much money. Lover Madly was on this too, and Riders on the Storm. And do they have Glory on there? He had a version of Gloria that wasn't bad. That wasn't
really?
Didn't make the album, but they released it later, and it was pretty damn good.
Backdoor Man on this?
I think that's on.
Ooh, that's the
Morrison Motel.
Yes, I was gonna say there's a greenish tint or something.
Wait. Is Morrison Motel the one with the freaks on the cover? No.
I'm thinking of like
green. Oh, Soft Parade? Is that in Soft Parade? Or Waiting for the Sun?
I want to say it's Morrison Motel or Hotel.
You know what? You might be right about that. You might be
it's like
right.
It's just on the Peace Doors. Frog.
No, it's not. Unless it had a different name. Was it called something else?
No.
Wait, what did it?
Backdoor Man? Might be. Maybe that is on. What is that on?
By the way, the Mariah Carey, it sounds like he never released them.
He just threatened to.
At a concert in 2005, he started playing some of them that were supposed to be those messages.
Oh.
But he played them live at one show, or parts of them, and that's about it. It's on the Doors.
Oh, it is on the first one. Yeah, the first one is great. I think Crystal Ship is one of their coolest songs.
Yeah.
Gotta love that.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You want to open the Hall Financial Hotline?
I already did.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it opened. You want me to open it again?
Yeah, please do. I want to hear it, at least.
You know, Backdoor Man's a cover, by the way.
Did it open? Yeah, that's an old blues number.
Howlin' Wolf.
Let me power it down so I can reopen it. Just for Drew.
The second time I missed it.
There we go.
It's going right through me. What's our golfer's name?
Ben Bender.
Isn't that
Ben
a
great
Bender.
Name?
What if he's related to Tom Bender?
I was going to say.
Maybe he is.
His grandfather.
I think he'd be his
93
father.
93 years old.
Get in the hole. Get in the hole.
I had no idea what this was going to be.
What is this song?
Get in the hole.
Get in the hole.
Is it a golf song?
Yeah.
Get in the hole.
Obviously.
Get in the hole.
It's by the Athletic Sports Band.
It's hard to golf when you...
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, is Ben Bender there, please?
This is he.
Ben, this is the Drew and Mike show, and we were calling because we heard you got a hole in one on your very last hole.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And did you actually retire from golf after that hole?
I had to. Not after that hole. That was the third hole. I played through six, and my golf cart was about 10 feet off the green, and I didn't think I was going to make it. My hips hurt me badly.
Aww.
So I told my friend, Earl Clevison, I call him Cubby, that I'm just going to have to wrap it up. 93 years old, I think I've played long enough.
Wow. Has Cubby ever had a hole-in-one?
I think he's had two of them.
Oh, man.
Was that your first hole-in-one?
The one and only.
Wow. No kidding. Wow, that is so cool. I'm sure so many go. It's like Ted Williams in his last at-bat hit a home run.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, you didn't know
Good
that?
For him.
Yeah, Ted Williams did with the Red Sox.
You don't sound too impressed, Mr. Bender.
I'm just a couple stages above him.
Yeah, actually, a hole-in-one is a bigger achievement than a home run. Well, it's a major league home run. I don't know. We don't need to go there. But let me ask you, how long was the hole?
I think where I was, about 90, maybe 95 yards.
And so did you use a 9-iron for that or an 8-iron?
No, I used a 5-wood.
Oh, 5-wood. Oh, I see.
Yeah, I can't hit very far anymore.
Okay, well.
But that ball went up a nice trajectory. It was for a short 5-wood. It was one of the best shots I ever had.
Did you hit it real good and easy, or did you have
Yes. Okay. Good shot.
And so no iron for a 95. You didn't have a 3-iron or something you could hit?
No. I have it, but I don't hardly use those anymore.
I see.
Did you actually see the ball go in the hole, or did Cubby like want to wrap up so he just played? Yeah, you got a hole in one.
Was that again?
Did you actually see the ball go in the hole?
Oh yes.
Yeah, and what was your first reaction?
Well, I stood there in awe.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
And then what'd you get? High fives.
Well, I thought that the ball was going to miss, but as it got close, it just took like a curve, and that green was level there, but it just seemed like it took like a curve to the left.
You know, Mr. Bender, with that crazy game of golf, I have to believe after a hole-in-one, I would think, I should complete the round. I'm hot now. But that never crossed your mind?
No, not at that point, no.
You were pretty frustrated.
Well, no, but I know I'm 93 years old. My hips are bad. I have bursitis in both hips, and that is sore. And it makes me very difficult to work, to walk.
Oh, I see.
After the sixth hole, I just couldn't hardly make it to my golf car. And I told my friend Cubby, I said, Cubby, that's it. I said, I've got to quit.
Now what's Cubby going to do without his buddy to play golf with?
Well, he said, I'll miss you. And I said, I'm definitely going to miss you. I have to find another buddy, I guess.
I don't know, Mr. Bender. I read somewhere that you played 6 days a week in your prime. I just have a feeling maybe 2 weeks from now, you're going to be feeling a little better. Cubby's going to call, and you're just going to say,
I might try it, but I doubt
it.
Now, how old is Cubby?
He's 89.
Oh, he's 89. How long have you guys been playing together?
Oh, about 15, 20 years.
You got to get that second hole-in-one. You don't want Cubby to have two of them.
I'm not hoggish. I'm satisfied.
But you were
very, very satisfied.
Now, when you said you played 6 days a week in your prime, what was your handicap?
Three.
Oh, you had a three handicap.
And you never had a hole-in-one.
Nope. I've come close. I even hit the pin once, but it bounced away.
What's the best round you ever had? On what course and what was your score?
It was a 34 course, and I had a 33.
Oh, one under par.
Mm-hmm.
I see. That's kind of a 34. That's not even 79.
It was an executive course down in Florida. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Now, sir, do you have a wife? Was she impressed by this feat, her kids?
I had a wife. I lost her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She died. But I have a significant other now.
Hey.
She is my better half.
Yeah? Was she impressed by the feat?
Yes. She couldn't believe it.
Now, does she know that you're not going to be out golfing all the time?
Yes.
It's more time at home.
Oh, is that?
Oh, yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Well worth it.
Yeah.
Now, how about the publicity? Because we read the story. We're here in Michigan. You're hearing from a lot of people?
Yeah, they came out and took my picture, excuse me, in the local newspaper, and I thought it'd be about a 2-inch square on the inside sports page, but it was about a 7x10 on the front page.
It's a great picture. That's where you're holding the driver, right? Or the 5-wood.
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Is that a trophy with you?
Pardon?
Is that a trophy with you in front of you?
Yes. Yes, I had a trophy there.
Did you get a trophy for the hole in one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
But that thing, I guess, you got on Facebook and went viral.
Yeah, well, Cubby's never got his picture in the paper, has he?
I don't think so.
Exactly. Yeah, does he have two trophies, though?
Yes.
Oh, bummer. Oh, well. Bummer.
He's a good Christian friend of mine.
No, does this mean that you and Cubby will have to find something else to do? You guys play cards or something? I'm worried about Cubby.
No. I don't know if he plays cards or not. I'm pretty busy with my lady friend here. She has a very, very bad back, and she requires a lot of care.
Oh,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Very nice.
So I am, too. She's a good woman.
Well, Mr. Bender, congratulations. It's exciting to hear somebody age 93 having an athletic achievement like that. That's really neat.
Well, I'm very fortunate. God has been good to me, and very few people are still playing at 93.
Yeah. Or a lot.
And to go out on a high note like that, that's even better. And the fact that
you know, I think the Lord felt sorry for me. He knew it was going to be the last hole, and so I made sure I had a hole in one.
Boy, you must really feel sorry for Cubby.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Cubby's a good man.
Well, it's nice talking to you. Good luck with your better half there.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks for calling.
Congratulations.
Yes. Bye. Bye-bye.
When a good, clever soul shouted, "Get in the hole!"
Oh, wow! A nice old-fashioned.
That's what he got for the hole in one. The phrase has a 95-yarder. Sounds like the Reds.
A 5-wood. I mean,
it still got in there, man.
But you're not the best golfer here. Where did I tell everyone about this? You stink.
Boy, and he meets this chick, and she's in worse shape than him. He needs to meet some babe that can take care of him.
Yeah.
He's got the arthritic hips. I think he needs some.
Say yeah.
The chick's kind of an anchor. It sounds like she's pulling him away from Cubby. Pulling him off the golf course.
Look how happy he is. Why do you get a trophy for getting a hole in one?
Yeah, you got a trophy.
None of us would know. We've never gotten one.
Oh, well, not only in putt-putt.
Oh, he looks pretty geeked.
Doesn't he look thrilled?
He's holding the club.
There's some rumors it wasn't the... It's
hard to golf when you have a full bowel.
Yeah, it wasn't the hip holding the back. He was just had to go.
Good old Ben.
Oh, good, he's a nice guy, yeah.
I'm kind of feeling for Cubby. Maybe we should call Cubby and find out what he's going to do.
Yes. Yeah, we should. What if Cubby talked? Jimmy, look up Cubby. What's his name? Earl?
Yeah, Cubby. No, he said a last name, but I didn't catch it.
Something tells me Cubby's going to mention God a little bit less than
Don't
Ben.
You go dying on me.
I said he's a good Christian man.
That's
so
true. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
you think Cubby's going to rag him, though, for quitting?
I don't know. These guys sound like they're pretty good guys. Oh, they're both into JCs. Oh, boy.
What's that? I don't even know what that is. It's so old, I have no idea what it is.
It's like the Lions Club or the, you know, one of the civic organizations.
Oh, Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, Knights of Columbus, exactly.
I don't know how old I am, no.
Cubby's probably busy right now.
Cubby.
Cubby alone. Okay, now how about the Cosby jurors?
Yeah.
Is that our next best shot?
You want to get hung up on one?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. No, well, I think it's Radar Online actually followed or found all of them and followed them.
Pretty cool.
And this guy says, they're stalking people. They followed one juror into the supermarket. That's the juror member, William Walsh, told Radar. They called my wife on her cell phone. They even called my brother.
Oh, get over yourself.
So what? It's a phone call.
By the way, people calling him are probably blowing him for doing the right thing.
No, he's acting like he's being harassed by pro-Cosby people.
Oh, really?
I don't believe that at all.
No, that sounds like crap. It's probably the media trying to get a hold of him.
Yeah, idiots like us.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what you get for not having a life and ending up on a jury and knowing nothing about Bill Cosby. He probably doesn't even know who he is.
Is this the theme? This doesn't sound like a theme.
It's a fake version.
No, this is one of them. He had a different one every year, didn't he?
Yeah. Let's see what's this one.
That was at the end.
I got it.
Are the Tigers fucking... Tigers have gone from having a no-hitter to losing? No,
yeah.
They're tied.
Yeah.
Tied.
Oh my god, this is a drum cover of the Cosby Show theme. I kind of want to comment on his YouTube going, nice playing a sex monster, a sexual assault.
This is an asshole.
Yeah, drumming along.
Oh, what a dolt.
In his garage.
Let's call
nice garage.
Him. What a loser. What? Now, how many hits does he have? Can you tell me? First of all, thumbs down.
19,000.
What?
You want a thumbs down?
How many thumbs downs?
Four now.
How many, that was people trying to find the Cosby theme.
How many thumbs up?
76.
Are you kidding?
Fantastic. Very nice. Those are some of the comments.
How starved are people for something to do if they commented on the guy drumming along with the Cosby theme? That is so ridiculous.
Here we go. This is the one we all know.
What's the juror's name?
William Walsh.
It goes by William?
Not interesting. Hey, Bill, come on over here and show me your penis.
You won't even know what the theme is. Let's go, Walsh. Hello? Mr. Walsh? Billy? His phone just fades out.
Oh, he's there. Hello?
Bill?
Hello?
Dick.
Oh.
A dick. Nice knowing your civic responsibility to talk about the verdict. Actually, the guy was a juror for like 2 weeks, and I'm ragging him.
And he did the right thing.
Yeah.
He did do the right thing. No, I'm happy with
it. He didn't answer the phone call, though. That's not the right thing. He should continue to do the right thing.
Yeah, he should be speaking out like the OJ jury, even though they voted wrong. Is this Walsh again?
Morning, dickhead.
Hello, moron.
Mr. Walsh? Hello? Billy? What's up with Walsh?
Maybe they're...
Was he sitting there the whole time?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to try him another
ding
day.
Dong.
Do you want to pick another one? There's a whole list of them.
Let's see.
That's the only one I know that works, though. All the other ones are Jim's numbers.
That one was my number two.
There's Quaison Bach.
So was Ben Bender.
How defended you?
Quaison Bakeem Bates. Why does he have four? Why does he have a hyphen in his name?
Because he was a Cosby jury.
I want to know what the hyphen in his name is for more than anything. Sean Elijah. Harrison? Cheryl Carmel. She'd probably be good. Diane Skelza. Let's try Quaison Bakeem Bates.
Yeah.
Quaison? I'm more interested in the hyphen than why he voted the way he did.
That's all you ask. We don't want to talk about Cosby. We just want to talk about your name.
Why do you have four names?
Boy, this open sucked. Let's go back to the better one.
Come on, Quace. Another one doesn't understand his civic duty.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 215.
You've got a name that's not a name.
Ever.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Quason. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We saw you were listed as one of the Cosby jurors, and we were real pleased with the verdict and wanted to see if you had a few minutes to talk about the trial. Thank you so much. It's the 248 number. Adios. I wonder if the Cosby theme playing
was that,
in the background.
Was that inappropriate?
You reckon if I let you suck my dick that I could get a fair trial here?
Is that inappropriate to end? I was hoping you were going to end perfectly like that.
You took drops from the cartoon, yeah, version of that.
Of course. Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. That was a pretty crazy trial. Did you see Nicki Minaj getting bashed for cultural appropriation?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
That's not a thing. Cultural appropriation is not a thing.
I know. I was, first of all, you know
from last night from SNL?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she had the people in Chinese dress. Okay, first of all, I was watching it and just marveling at how little I like her music. And then I'm going, hey, wait a second. Those people are dressed up like Chinese people. And then I could see that those people aren't Chinese people. And then I thought, and
were
so
they, were they not all? Because I thought the one, like the dancers behind her were, but she's not, is she? Is Nicki Minaj is no Asian in her?
Here's what I did. I actually Googled Nicki Minaj cultural appropriation because I just thought somebody's going to be mad. I didn't know who, but I thought this is so dumb that I'm doing this, but I did it. And yes, people are angry. Nicki Minaj culturally appropriates Asian culture.
You know the name of the song too.
I don't know.
Chun-Li.
I don't even know what that means or is.
It's just Asian. That's
so. So then, I scroll further down. It says Nicki Minaj has Japanese grandfather denies cultural appropriation.
Oh, Lord.
But it wasn't her talking. It was someone else saying that she has a Japanese grandfather. She can't culturally appropriate. And then there was another article below that saying Nicki Minaj has a Japanese grandfather, but she could have used Asian dancers.
Who cares? Just because she has a grandfather doesn't...
What is going... Who started this? And stop it!
Here's the song.
Oh, the song sucks. Hey, look like I'm going for a
swim. Yeah. That's a pretty cool beginning, though.
The music is awesome.
It sounded... Were you playing that at the beginning?
No, I was not.
Didn't it sound like that at the very beginning?
Why do you think I played it?
Wait, is that you?
The one song where it fits. Hey, yo. Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on a mountain. While I'm coming off the court fully drenched. Hit the floor. Style doing him in this Burberry trench.
Gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up and I put a million off the lot. Fucking thing sucks.
Nice to know the This Boy's Life sax actually fits a song.
Yeah, I think they sampled it.
It fits Los Parker High Heel Boys by Steve Winwood.
Actually, I think it fits every song. What am I
pretty
talking
close
about?
All right, so
speaking of music, you haven't even brought up the Boyd Tinsley story. That's pretty fun.
Oh yeah, Boyd Tinsley. Well, you know, we were all over that story.
This is a new one.
6 months ago. I know. But it was obvious to me that Boyd Tinsley was doing something and that the Dave Matthews Band knew he was doing something because when they were complained to, they said that they wanted to help this person get therapy and they suggested this psychiatrist from the University of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out this psychiatrist had seen other people that knew Boyd Tinsley.
That's crazy.
Who plays, was he play for Dave Matthews the violin? Or the harp or something?
Yeah, it's the violin.
Violin? Okay.
There he is.
Plus, he quit the band after, right? Didn't that lend some...
He said he was taking some time off.
Yeah.
But he was going to go back out with them, and then suddenly...
He's a minority hire, though. They can't get rid of him.
Well, they're all South African.
Well, it turns out someone else now is suing Boyd Tinsley, and he had released music on his own with this other band, and it's
met him when he was a kid.
It was a funny. Well, he met the kid when he was 18, I believe. So it wasn't. It was not an underage thing. It was just he was the kid's suit is based on the fact that he's the boss, and he was using his power over me to sexually manipulate me or hit on me or whatever. Even to the point that he beat off holding the guy's butt while he was asleep.
What?
Among other things. Then he also wanted his dirty socks to beat off with.
Why? That's so weird.
I know. And other, and other
pair of socks.
And other band members.
Other dirty band
members
what?
Dirty other
socks?
Band members, dirty socks.
Oh.
And he, but the creepiest thing is
he
the
groomed,
stuff.
He totally groomed this kid too.
Yeah, no, he claimed that
solo.
He claimed that he needed.
That's all this.
He kept telling him how hot he was when he met him, and he spent money on him, flew him here and there to see Dave Matthews shows. Which I would have said, okay, something is wrong here.
They wanted him to feel guilty.
People don't do this. Then when he started playing music with him, and they started this band, and this guy was in the band, he starts going, "You are so hot. Send me some 8x10s because we need to use you as sexual bait for the band."
Ugh.
And then he sent him some 8x10s and he goes, "Yeah, I'm already beaten off to these pictures. Send me some more."
Ugh. Gross.
He can actually kiss you his butthole.
It's so fucking weird. First of all, I can't believe
this is the actual text. Did you read the actual text?
The one about the pictures?
Yeah.
I read it, but I don't remember what it said exactly.
UNSF, ? Don't mention to your bandmates, but I need your face. It's like the hook, like you were saying. You got this magnetic attraction. Can you take some pictures? Okay. So he goes on. But he's very particular about what he wants, too. And he talks about how a 5-second shot of his face garnered 15,000 views.
Fake!
There's no way that happened. And he said, "I am in San Francisco. Just got here. How can I send you some photos? How's the tour?" "Tour's going great.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that."
"Can't wait. We've been rocking every show. Can't wait for Sunday. Thanks for the pics. I'll get 2 rooms somewhere. Gonna take more pics of you. Let me know when the swelling is gone and your neck is better. You're such boner material, and I want you at your best. I'm actually masturbating to the thought of your shots. Probably will have to shave your pubes, at least above the cock base. I want you sagging some, with it being obvious that you aren't wearing underwear. Jeans are dirty. Shirt is dirty. But your face and hair are immaculate. Angelic. You get the vibe? We're going to go for a huge throbbing boner shit. Wet pussy included. You are the dirty..."
That is, just on the side, there may be some chicks that get off on this too, besides me.
"You are the dirty pretty boy of the band. I have to sexually exploit you as much as I can without making it look like I'm sexually exploiting you. I'm in full jerk right now. Catch you later."
Full jerk
right now.
What the fuck right is wrong with this guy?
He's in full jerk mode.
"By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that."
This 54-year-old black guy is pounding off to your pictures. And he's sending them.
I wish you would send the rest of this text, because it's an iPhone. You can tell by the picture included. And Boyd Tinsley wrote more underneath that, but we don't know what it is.
Probably has nothing to do with it. That's why I didn't leave it on there, because this guy's suing him.
Well, wouldn't you like to see that? Because this was at 10:09 p.m. If the next one was like 10:15, like, "Oh yeah, we got some business." Like the world came back to him after full jerk mode was over.
If I were the jury on this, by the way, I would not pay him one dime after he beat off holding his ass while he was asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Anything after that, the guy is clearly taking advantage of the fact that he beats off to him to stay in the band.
You should see me have sex with myself.
If someone was holding your ass while you're sleeping, wouldn't you wake up?
Well, that's how he had to have known, right? How else would he know?
Oh, so he just stayed there?
Just peeked at it?
Boyd Tinsley's holding my ass. I'm not going to wake up.
Oh, this is just so fucking weird. This guy is such a creep. He's so done, by the way. If Dave Matthews ever lets him back in the band, Dave Matthews just keeps saying, "We hope Boyd gets the help he needs."
Oh,
but he doesn't. He's very unspecific about what kind of help he needs.
Need some more butts around him.
He did the stuff in the other case.
Wait a second. When he was asleep, Drew, he also touched his legs, rubbed his back, and put his feet on his buttocks.
"I think I saw his butthole."
Yeah.
And this guy wrote back, "Not only creeped me out, but I thought it was really annoying because I was trying to sleep." That's what bothered
that's
him the most.
That's all that matters.
Just really tired.
Come on, boy. I'm trying to sleep.
He eventually dozed off. I don't know how long I was asleep when I came to. He was masturbating next to me while I was sleeping. That's when he had his hand on his ass. He was climaxing. Worst part to wake up to when someone's masturbating next to you is during climax.
Oh.
He freaked out and ran to another part of the house while Tinsley followed him.
Yeah, I think he went, I know what room he went to.
Let's go to the bathroom and climax into that thin toilet paper.
Why did he run after him? He already climaxed.
He's naked, running, flopping.
Post-climax.
Running away from him, freaking out.
Yeah.
Short refractory period.
It almost like makes it seem like he did something wrong. He needed to talk to him as opposed to acting like it was totally normal. Get back in the studio.
I'm thinking this kid gives him some, I think you're right, Jim, extremely short refractory period.
Yeah, he was going for, he was doubling down.
His boner material.
Boyd was trying to double down there.
That's so fucked up.
We're going for huge throbbing boner shit.
What?
That's what he's
doing. Oh my gosh.
I'm in full jerk right now. Catch you later. I'm so co-opting that. You guys might get texts from me that end with, I'm in a full jerk right
That's
now.
That's why you don't respond to anything.
Catch you later.
Instead of not responding, it's, I'm in full jerk.
I'm going to make it an auto response.
You have to write that to Tom.
How do you type that if you're in
I'm gonna
full
write,
jerk?
I'm going to write it right now to Tom. I'll put it in the one with the... Oh, no, I don't want to put it in that one. Picture of the kids. Let's see.
Oh, my gosh. That's so weird. I can't believe I saw that guy play a million times when I was young.
Personally, I can't believe he's stayed in the band this long. Because the last case, the reason all that stuff was blown off was because the guy who brought it forward has embezzled money from Boyd Tinsley.
Right.
So Boyd Tinsley said, he embezzled money from me, so all that stuff doesn't count. And there were multiple people who said, and they were mostly parents of the victims because they were underage.
Yeah.
Who said, we had to get treatment. My kid's really fucked up by this lunatic.
Ugh.
And they weren't even gay. I think a couple of them were gay, but a couple of them were not gay.
Boyd's
but
married.
If you were gay and you're like, I know he's married. He's a family.
Yeah.
Even if you were gay, if you're like 16, you know, this 52-year-old black dude is probably not.
This is really weird.
Looking for. I wouldn't think. I don't know. I could be crazy.
The first text was June.
Maybe it's awesome.
When he was asking for the pictures, was June 9th, and the other one is March 18th. So did it go on that
like
long?
Nine months
almost,
later?
Yeah.
The guy was in his band. He was in his band for a while. They performed together. I think they put out a record, didn't they?
Yeah, he said it was kind of Stockholm syndrome-y.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think guy deserves anything.
He had something to gain, so he was. That's what it sounds like to me. Like
when he was flying him to shows, I would have been really suspicious. Why does this guy do this for me?
Yeah, he got a new iPhone out of it.
Got some other stuff too.
Got rid of his old socks.
Yeah, it's weird.
Gross. Well, yeah, you don't want to ruin a clean sock, so I don't blame Boyd for asking for some dirty. Anyone got some dirty socks around here? I don't want to. Ruined my clean ones.
Jack Lessenberry quit the Metro Times.
Another creep.
Yeah, I guess he was going to retire anyway. You're right. This story is so annoying to me. First of all, he gets booted out of Memphis because he's pulling this shit. He's hitting on chicks. And when they don't respond, he basically tries to trash them professionally.
Yeah, nice guy.
Then he starts teaching at Wayne State and writing for the Metro Times. And the girls allege that as their instructor, they think, he's this big shot. He wrote for the New York Times. And by the way, I don't think he wrote. He apparently had stuff in the New York Times and in some other very well-known publications. But the Metro Times and Wayne State were his full jobs, teaching in the journalism department. Did he run the department?
No. No, because
we were talking
to
classes.
Hey, will we get the USA Today tomorrow?
We know there were complaints made to the head of the department.
That's right.
Yeah.
Way back in 2005.
But he was a guy who worked in journalism, and these are girls who are just studying journalism, freshmen or sophomores or whatever. And so he makes inappropriate comments. One, he grabbed her leg and said, I could help you a lot in this business. Ugh. As he's driving her home. There's another, he keeps coming to her house. He brings his Avengers collection. Yo, let's watch Avengers.
Oh, God. Get out of here, old man.
And then he comes back, and she's like, I really don't want you stopping by. And he's like, okay. And then he tries to kiss her.
Ew, she's wait, like, pushes wait, him once away. Again, once again, way to read the room.
I know.
That's not an invitation to make out when someone doesn't want you to come by.
He doesn't care about the room. He only thinks that, I can help your career. And then when they don't do what he wants, then he trashes their work. And, you know, other people are going, wow, he's really being critical of your work. He says you're terrible. And then these girls, of course, are worried that they're not going to get jobs. But these girls now, years later, they're all in the business. And so they were contacted by Deadline Detroit, who did some pretty good reporting, I would say, because this would have never come out. Our friend ML Elric made a complaint about him with Wayne State on behalf of the girls who were afraid of retribution. And, of course, Wayne State apparently just blew him off.
I can't. And he wasn't the only complaint. There's another person.
Yeah, there was another.
Like,
yeah, there were. There
or
were
at least another one mentioned.
But there were many girls that wanted to complain, but they were afraid to complain. So people complained in their behalf, and they were blown off. And Wayne State's saying is, oh, we only really had a couple complaints. I mean, geez. So we got kicked out of Memphis in 1990 for this, and we only got a couple. What's the big deal?
Did you see his response to the, or what the Metro Times editor-in-chief said? So they suspended him, and that's when Les
They never had a complaint at the Metro Times.
No,
he didn't work there, though. He worked from home.
Yeah. He Jack didn't agree with my decision. He pointed out that. One of the women in the Deadline story came forward to file a formal complaint.
And I never slept with any of them. And then he declares all, he goes through virtually every complaint and says, it never happened, and these girls are out to get me, and he's an
It's all about him.
Complete asshole. Complete asshole. The fact that he trashed their work after they turned him down, to me, just says he's a really bad guy.
Yeah. Didn't he try saying he didn't get let go at Memphis?
You know,
I'm all packed and ready to go. I gave them my notice yesterday, and they said, oh, we want 2 weeks. And then I said, why don't you fuck off?
I think that's the actual audio. So
that was his
excuse.
I
think you got a point there.
Yeah.
I don't know. This guy's just such a bummer.
Bad news.
What a jackass.
And once again, Wayne State doing the internal investigation.
Oh, yeah. You know,
how about your internal
Are they having an outside investigator? Because
I thought it was just,
anyone that has an internal investigation is spinning their wheels because they don't want to catch themselves making a huge mistake. Just like NBC still has done nothing about Tom Brokaw. Nothing.
This is what's interesting. This is the Detroit News article, that the university said that they only had one formal complaint and it was received this past March about something that happened in 2005. But we know...
Elric complained.
Allegedly, two other people complained on the women's behalf.
Well, and the head of the department...
So why was that not registered?
There was that email chain where he said, oh, I'm going to have a talk with them. Have you heard anything? And then the guy said, I'm going to take over this part, and he never did.
So now I guess it's an argument about what a formal complaint is.
Tigers just lost.
They did?
They were winning with a no-hitter in the seventh inning, and they lost. Buck Farmer, nice job. He came in Friday night. They were up, they were up 4-0. He came in and Fulmer had walked two guys, and he walked two guys.
Yep. And they didn't really have anyone ready in the bullpen, or they were from pitching the night before. They weren't available. So
way to pour gas on the fire, Buck.
Mm.
I love relievers that come in and just walk two guys.
Yeah, that's
really
the
productive.
Thing. Late in the game, you always want to start an inning off with a walk. That always
Had two guys on.
I know.
I think that's how it worked.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Nice going, Buck.
Since we're talking sports, you saw Vegas is now in the Stanley Cup Finals, first year.
Oh, I didn't even know.
They won today.
They did.
Yeah. And then the Cavs won big yesterday. They're still down 2-1.
I saw they were up by 15 at the end of the first quarter, and I read that LeBron's never lost a game when his team was winning by 15 at the end of the first quarter, so I turned it off.
It was a smart move, except you missed the big controversy of the night.
What?
Heard about it. I didn't see it.
LeBron... snubbed a man in a Make America Great Again hat.
What?
I was thinking of something
else. What? What?
Well, okay. First off, this is what's stupid about the internet, is that's how it's being portrayed online and social media, that there's a guy, and he's wearing a Make America Great Again hat sitting behind the bench, and he's trying, and this is another issue. Why is this old man trying to get a sweaty towel that LeBron James has?
Gross.
But it looks like he's doing this, like he's reaching for it, and LeBron just kind of throws it off to the side. So like, he snubbed him! Which, you know,
LeBron never even seemed like he even looked at him. No.
Yeah. That's becoming a thing now.
Fake outrage. More fake outrage.
I know, but it's kind of funny. I'm, like I told Jim, I said, I was kind of obsessed with, why does this guy want a gross, sweaty towel?
I don't know.
He's like Boyd Tinsley.
I gotta tell you, I was
he's in full, what is it now? I forgot. Full jack.
Here's
here's the video.
Coming up the turn of halftime with Michelle, Jalen, Chauncey.
Guy barely put his hands up.
Doesn't even
too.
Look at him.
Coming up the turn of halftime with Michelle, Jalen, Chauncey, and Paul. And we'll talk about
snub them. People stupid. Making a big deal out of nothing. But that's the internet now. You got to find something in everything. And
I got to get this story from upstairs. Did you see the story about how Red Baron's been selling all his shit?
He is?
Yeah.
Where's he selling it?
His his NCAA championship ring and his NHL All-Star plaque. And it's like,
so are people mad?
No.
Who
wants
it?
No, it's like, who would buy that shit? I don't. Red Baron's plaque from the really?
I wouldn't. I could tell you that much. Sounds like someone.
I wouldn't. But
what? You know, look at my Red Baron championship ring I'm wearing.
I gotta tell you, I think he knows the right fan base to sell it to.
I can't wait to see what people pay for this crap.
He's an old timer, huh? Just look at him. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
There's a big article about it in the paper today, which is like, really?
This really interests I'm looking a lot for the trash can.
Mark's going to look for that article away.
Yeah, where's
buying Red Baron's shit that he doesn't even want. Doesn't even want it.
Well, yeah, he's done with it. He's had it. Now it's someone else's turn.
Well, you really would want that?
Of course not.
Yeah, you would. Unless still buy it.
Unless it's something cool.
Like what? What would be the coolest thing?
Okay, I would not want anything that has his name on it.
Well, that ring. You wouldn't want that?
No. Not at all.
You want his dirty socks?
I don't think I'd want the second place team trophy either.
Second place.
Oh, here it is. This is a whole auction page full. Let's see. I bet you there's something on there that you would want. This is a $3,000 bid for the 1959 World Championship Belleville McFarland Team Canada game-worn jersey.
You had me, then you lost me.
signed, all of it signed. I like red, but I just a lot of NHL stuff.
10-karat gold ring.
I don't see anything. Oh, this is kind of cool. The original six clock.
that would fit in the basement here.
That would look great in the basement, Drew.
Yeah. Put it over Charlotte's pictures.
One of the kind NHL game pucks clock with the original six on there. See? Each
God,
puck
how
is
boring.
What? What? Team of the century
First
in the 1972 Team Canada Golden Diamond Ring, $1,000.
It's Red Baron's.
So?
But he doesn't want it.
Look at my 72 U.S. ring. Wait, it says Red Baron on it.
Well, I don't think it's like stolen valor. Anybody's pretending to be.
What if you found that laying in a parking lot? Would that be kind of cool? Would you wear it around?
But Red Baron doesn't even want it.
I know. Why doesn't he want it?
He's done with it.
Because it's a shit award. Who cares? these guys sell their Super Bowl rings. They get poor and they sell their Super Bowl. So obviously it doesn't mean that much to you if you'd rather have the money.
Well, then they want it back eventually. Some point, some of them.
CCHA Coach of the Year trophy.
Ooh!
Nice.
I don't even know what the CCHA is.
It doesn't even exist
anymore.
Hockey Association.
What does he want for that piece of shit?
Well, how much would you pay for it?
$5.
$250.
He really wants $250 bucks that bad that he's trying to hawk some CCHA award that nobody cares about?
The 2011 NCAA Division I second place team trophy. Plus
second place.
Plus the 2004 and 5.
There's only six teams.
Participation medal. Hey, don't rang on
participation.
College. Don't rang on
how
college
many college hockey teams are there? Six or eight?
Like 54.
54. There's like 300 football teams.
Is Virginia Tech at one?
Well, I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
I mean, seriously, 54 teams. If you don't come and play in first place, then why is it was worth even remembering? I would just throw it out of my mind.
That's why he wants to get rid of it.
Participation award? What is that?
Well, it's not like he made the award. He's just selling it. He doesn't want that.
I know. He doesn't want it. Why would anyone else want it?
All the cool stuff he did keep.
He did keep some stuff?
I'm sure. Because it's doubt all crap it. On here.
He's going, I'm so old, I'm finished. Nobody remembers me.
Oh, man.
Just throw it
the
out.
CCHA doesn't even exist. Who cares? What's the total value of all this shit if you got all the money he's asking for?
Oh, there's some pretty cool ones.
He asked for, is anything it's under $250?
If he sold all his shit for double what he's asking, it's not even life-changing. Wait. So it's basically, he doesn't even want the shit. He wants it out of his house.
It's funny, there's only 35 things listed.
What's the most expensive thing?
You were upstairs when we were talking about it. Let's see. Oh, wait, there's $1,000. $100.
$100.
Okay, it's the 1959 World Championship Belvin McFarland's Team Canada game-worn wool jersey.
59? I wasn't even born.
You.
There's 8 bids on it already.
Yeah.
What's the high bid?
It'd be funny if it's $20.
What's do we know what the most expensive thing is?
How about you, sweetheart?
It is. I'm
$6,400 is the highest is the bid for that right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Kurt.
What a ripoff!
Minimum
God, I want to get that. Can you get that list? I want to sell shit to those people.
Oh, the Montreal Canadiens Stanley Cup Championship gold ring with a signed letter of authenticity, $3,300.
Wait, a Montreal. A Stanley Cup 66, ring is only worth $3,300. Well, it's not.
Nobody
theirs.
Knows about this
they
yet.
Didn't win it.
Nobody knows about it.
1965 Canadian Stanley Cup Championship trophy with a signed letter of authenticity, miniature 13-inch.
You don't need this letter of signed of authenticity because it's not worth anything anyway.
So it's like a fake trophy.
They're not going to get more for it.
This one's at $4,000. The 68 St. Louis Blues inaugural season game worn Cup Finals home jersey.
Boring.
What is
St. Louis Blues? Who cares?
Well, if you're in St. Louis.
They were barely in the league then. It was their first season. No one cared about them.
Oh, here's 2 game-worn jerseys.
Who gives a fuck?
$220.
I mean, if it was Wayne Gretzky, I might keep it for a while.
Hey,
but
don't knock on Red. He's great.
I don't know. He doesn't think he's that great, or he wouldn't be selling it.
He just wants to clear out the house.
Exactly. So throw it to the fucking curb and let people pick it up.
Oh, I found something for you, Drew.
What?
The Canada Sports Hall of Fame member blazer jacket plus Saskatchewan Hall of Fame plaque, signed letter of authenticity, current bid, none. You could
Who
wear this
gives
blazer.
A fuck?
The jacket isn't even in your size. It's his size. You have to be
well,
his
you
size
might be the
to
same
wear
size.
It.
We'll look up what look size
that.
He is.
Oh, that is sweet.
That's probably
right
on
the lapel. It's got the maple leaf. It says Canada.
I'd wear that jacket around.
That's pretty cool.
But I wouldn't pay $200 for it just because it's Red Berenson.
I'd wear it to paint.
It has the Red Berenson in the name lapel in the inner pocket. 42R. Can you wear a 42R?
Doesn't he have any? His kids don't even want this shit. Why would you want
I know.
It? If his kids don't want it, what I mean,
he's going kids, grandkids, brothers, sisters. No one wants
this
shit.
He can't give it away in his own family.
Man, you look sharp in this blazer.
Yeah,
if I was,
42
if I was
regular.
Painting.
The blazer exhibits just
light. Probably a 40 regular.
42.
It exhibits just light wear and remains in wonderful condition, while the plaque shows light surface and edge wear. So that's why the plaque is thrown
it's
in.
It's rusted. He had it outside in the rain for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
I don't know. This should be on a show called Auctions Nobody Cares About.
Well, you only have 30 days left to bid. If you ever come around, Drew, you know where to.
30 days?
30 more days.
Oh, my God. Well, let's see. Since we're winding down here, how about we'll save the worst for last. The Free Press story, Teresa Baldus.
Oh, boy.
She busts some really pretty tough stuff.
We never get to hear, a lot of times we don't hear the full story about things. They just come and go, but I'm glad
we knew the story was grim.
Yeah.
There's a few pretty interesting elements to the Jehovah's Witness mom, 47 years old. She's married to a guy who had a good job at Michigan, and they had 2 kids that were in their 20s who were doing very well, by the way. And she had
the modeling pictures.
Yeah, she was really attractive.
Very, very
She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah,
she suffered from
Keego Harbor family, yeah.
Suffered from depression. She killed her family and her dog and herself because they were expelled from Jehovah's Witnesses because Jehovah's Witnesses do not allow you to associate with non-Jehovah's Witnesses, which tells you why you shouldn't be a Jehovah's Witness, because it's obviously something akin to a cult. Anything that doesn't want, that wants you to get rid of all your old relationships, anyone out of our group, you don't want anything to do with them. That's their way of brainwashing you.
It's a sign of a nice religion.
Yeah, I know. That's a very godly thing to do, to just eliminate anyone from your life that doesn't think like they do. Ugh. So anyway, she's a member in good standing, and then she decides, well, my kids need to go to college. And I say, no, they can't be around people. Those people aren't all Jehovah's Witnesses, so you will be expelled. She says, how can I stop my kids from wanting to have a successful life? And they say, well, see ya. So she's shunned by all her friends. Yeah, no, it's
so they want you to family. Choose, they want you to choose the religion over your own children.
Right. Again, that's nice, what they wanted her to do. And by the way, families do get splintered over this. It's just like Scientology. You're a suppressive person if you're no longer a member. So if your mom stays in and you get out, then you never see your mom again. And we've heard a million stories about it. And I listened to that Jehovah's Witness podcast about child molestation. Ugh. They protect child molesters. They paid $13 million not to release the list of child molesters to the court. And that, I think, is in the Supreme Court now. Or it was going to the higher court. But they'd already paid $13 million because they redacted all the names. They had the names of all their child molesters in the, I forget what they call their home office. It's the...
Where, in Utah?
The something. No, I think it's in New York. Anyway, weeks before she did the unthinkable...
Jesus.
The distraught Kiga Harger woman researched suicide methods on YouTube and watched videos on how to use a Glock handgun.
Ugh.
She made a video of herself saying she was broken, that she didn't want to burden her family.
What did she research online?
Suicide methods and how to use a Glock.
That's nice that that's online.
Yeah, like I said,
everything is.
You know, all these organizations and these large companies that make billions of dollars that have no responsibility for their products. None. Because we couldn't possibly keep track of it all. There's a billion things downloaded on there. How could we know what's on there? So it's not our fault.
Wow.
And we run advertisers before them, too. They probably have an advertiser before the how to commit suicide. And it's probably, you know, one of the big three going, hey, what's this thing? Oh, wow, the algorithm screwed up. Unbelievable.
Blame it on the algorithm.
Always.
Oh, the guy that shot up the school also made Molotov cocktails and
A couple terrible bomb maker, too. So he's a total loser.
You learned that online, too, by the way.
But none of them worked. How can you not make a Molotov cocktail?
I don't know. She made a video saying she was broken, didn't want to burden her family. She left a suicide note on the dinner table, tidied up the house. Oh, nice for her to tidy up the house. I'm sure she had clean underwear on.
So weird.
Texted a relative and her husband's boss and turned over the family photos on a secretary desk. I took my husband and kids with me so they don't have to feel my selfish act. They will sleep until Christ resurrects them. She texted a cousin. I truly hope you do better where I have failed. According to police records obtained through the Freedom of Information Act, here's a timeline detailing what happened on both the day of the killings and the weeks leading up to them. February 6th at 11 p.m., Lauren recorded a two-minute video of herself explaining that her pending suicide had nothing to do with her family, but that she had many issues, that she can't do it anymore, and didn't want to be a burden to her family.
That's awful. That was February 6th?
February 7th, around 1 p.m. That's 8 days.
8 days?
8 days before she did this. February 7th, around 1 p.m., she recorded another short video talking about her path of destruction and childhood sexual abuse by a relative, I hope she named the relative, that said she drove her to want to commit suicide. February 15th at 9:24, she sent her husband's boss a text. Mark, this is Lauren. Dan had an accident this morning and has died. I can't talk now. Someone will inform you later on details at the hospital. The boss texted back asking for information, but she never responded. So they didn't call the police?
Well, but if someone tells you
that just the husband died,
I guess
passed, you know,
I sure would think you'd be a little curious.
Well, I think you'd keep texting and calling and texting and calling. That was his boss.
Yes.
Yeah, or maybe calling coworkers.
Like, 7 hours.
Did you hear about him? What happened? What do you know?
7 hours and 47 minutes later, at 5:07 p.m., she texted her cousin telling her she became evil and that she took my husband and kids so they don't have to feel my selfish act.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine getting that text?
I know. That was the last communication Lauren ever made. Her husband texted back saying, Lauren, you're scaring me. What are you saying? Don't do it, Lauren. It's at 5:07 p.m.
So right away. Texted back right away.
February 15th. This would be 4 hours between 4 and 5 hours later, a neighbor heard gunshots. She thought someone was slamming doors. It was Lauren killing the dog, which was found in a bathtub the next morning by police along with 4 bodies. Oh, I guess the dog couldn't go on without her either. Fucking bitch.
Well, she's obviously...
No, I'm really pissed.
She's obviously really sick. Going back to that, how you said 4 hours after those texts to the relatives?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they call police?
I know. Maybe
yeah,
they
wasn't
they
till the next day.
Who knows what weird shit they'd gotten from her before? I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses for anyone, but yeah, it sounds.
I'm sure. Believe me, I'm sure they're asking themselves the same thing.
The cousin tried texting Lauren again at 1 a.m. and never heard back. She went over to the house the following morning with a friend. When no one came to the door, she called police to conduct a welfare check. Police still don't know exactly what time the family members were shot, but they believe the daughter was killed first and that the mother lured her 27-year-old son over to the house. Citing a text message she wrote her son on Valentine's Day, asking if he was still coming over to the house at noon on February the 15th. He'd already been there on Valentine's Day. This is the day after. Now, this is hours after she said the husband was dead. The son was still alive.
Oh, my God.
This is premeditated and carefully planned out by Lauren, wrote police who believe Lauren Stewart had her son over to conduct a dry run of her murder-suicide. When police arrived at the house the morning of February the 16th, the kitchen was organized. The refrigerator was stocked. Handwritten labels were on various items and a calendar hung in the refrigerator. First, they found the dog. An officer, fearing there was an active shooter, yelled to a partner, "Get your gun out. There's a dead dog in the tub." Additional units were called. The officers then climbed a spiral staircase to the second floor and found the son, Stephen Stewart, a skilled computer expert like his dad, face down on the floor of a spare bedroom. Police believe he was sitting in a chair when he was shot in the head twice and fell to the floor.
Twice, too.
In another bedroom, they found the daughter, Bethany, 24, a graphic designer and passionate artist, who was shot in the head while she slept in a bed, so she was killed the night before. Pillow was placed over her head beforehand, presumably to suppress the sound. They found visible gunshots through the pillowcase. Stewart's husband, Dan, a software designer at the University of Michigan Medical School, was found on the basement floor in front of a couch with a gunshot wound to his head. His right hand was in the front pocket of his jeans, and the white pocket liner was slightly pulled from the left pocket, suggesting he was standing when he was shot and tried to react, thus pulling the pocket liner.
Oh, boy.
Lauren was found at the base of the stairs in a corner with a pistol next to her. She shot herself between the eyes, a method she had researched on the internet. On the dinner table, there were two notes, one addressed to the medical examiner, the other a suicide note. "I allowed evil into my heart when I chose not to accept God's free love, and it made me sick inside. Chose not to accept God's free love." I assume that's when she let her kids go to college. "I killed my family because I know my death would stumble them." Oh, nice assumption. They might have been fine without you, bitch. "At least now they will not suffer and be resurrected into love forever in peace." Oh, nice decisions you made.
I wonder if it, and you'll never know, and it's probably both, but was she sick and religion pushed that along, or did religion
Well, there's some interesting theories here about the couple. Multiple family members said Lauren, who had 11 siblings, long suffered from depression that got worse after she had her children. In recent months, they said she became more religiously preoccupied and went on rants.
Oh, boy.
Lauren's father told police he'd not spoken to his daughter in years, that her mother died when she was 13. He said he never cared for her husband, and he believes Dan pulled Lauren away from the family. Nice blaming the guy she killed, asshole. One of Lauren's sisters told police she had not spoken to Lauren in 6 years, and that she, too, believes Dan pulled Lauren away from the family. She told police that Lauren and her husband both suffered from mental illness. They fed off each other. She said her sister was deemed apostasy for speaking out against Jehovah's Witnesses and leaving the organization. It's clear Lauren showed symptoms of severe depression, displayed abnormal behavior leading up to the incident, police wrote. It would appear Lauren immersed herself in her own world of her version of religion and increased depression. She got no help, no professional counseling, no prescription drugs were found in her system. Although there was no alcohol found in her system, this might have been part of being a Jehovah's Witness. She might have felt that she couldn't seek any help.
Yeah. Oh, psychiatric?
Yeah, like, or maybe the prescription drugs, maybe they were against that. I'm not sure how Jehovah's Witnesses. I know they can't have birthday parties.
Oh, well, that's one good thing.
It sounds like she would have rejoined the church had they taken her back.
I don't think she could without her kids, because she couldn't associate with her kids. Ugh. There's small traces of marijuana found in her system, and that in her husband and son as well. That's weird.
Wait, say that again?
They found small traces of marijuana in her system and also in her husband and her son. That, coupled with the loneliness, loss of family and friends over religion and childhood scars, manifest, magnified, and drove her to do what she did. Lauren's complete immersion into religion appeared to have only further alienated her and her family from friends and other family, which may have compounded her already fragile state of mind, police wrote, noting one of Laura's sisters expressed little remorse about the tragedy. Statement that perhaps best exemplifies how estranged from her family Lauren was, police wrote. The sister showed a very solemn and somber demeanor when she spoke and stated she is not sad for Lauren and her family, and that when she heard the news of her sister's actions, she was not surprised in the slightest. Wow.
That's a weird thing to say.
I know. Did anybody see the...
This will be a good transition.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I
know.
How are you going to pull this one off?
I was going to say, like us on Facebook.
No, and
us on iTunes and Facebook.
There's really no transition.
No.
The worst one would easily be, I'm in full jerk right now.
I was going to look for the comments.
Catch you later.
There was something I was going to say, about something else. Mark had a setup for it, but...
What?
I'll wait.
Oh, I don't know.
About Betty.
Oh, that's right. Does Drew know about that story?
I don't think so.
Well, there was just another story about a guy that pushed a pregnant lady on a plane and punched their service dog. She was deaf.
Yeah, deaf.
They had a service dog and they punched it, and the lady said, the pregnant lady, and you know, everyone's on their side. You don't punch a dog. And she said, you don't ever punch a dog. And I said, I think Jim might disagree with that. Sometimes you might have to punch a dog. Jim punched a dog.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
What?
Jim?
Yeah, well.
You had to save his dog.
Yeah. My dog got attacked a few days ago.
Wait, your dog, you have a pit bull, don't you?
Yeah, and Betty didn't do she didn't fight back at all. I had to save her.
What kind of pit bull is that? I don't
know. A pussy one. She's
events.
She's a great dog. And it was my neighbor, actually. And I went to... Betty has played with those dogs before, and everything was fine. So my neighbor was outside and said, why don't you bring Betty over? Let the dogs run around. And I start to bring Betty over across the property. And there's two males, a huge Doberman that's about 100 pounds. Axel, he's a beast, and Jake, a golden retriever, and then they have a shepherd mix, Lucy, who's a female, and Betty's a female. And so Betty crosses over the property line, and the two males like kind of jump at her, but in a playful way, and then the female just jumped in there and attacked her, started biting her head, her neck.
Do you know why? I mean, have you?
I have no idea. It happened so fast, and I just jumped down on the ground. I thought it was the Doberman because he's the big one. He's the intimidating looking one.
Badass dogs.
So I just jumped out, like got in the middle of four dogs, and Betty's just on her back getting bit. And I punched the Doberman as hard as I could, knocked him down.
Wait a second. I didn't know you punched the wrong dog.
Yeah, I punched the wrong dog. Yeah, but I didn't know. And
look
then,
at that. What kind of dog is that?
But then as I did that, too, I reached over and pulled Lucy off of Betty. And when I grabbed
Who's
Betty.
Who's naming these dogs, by the way?
No, Lucy, Betty. But I swore I heard.
Dog. Oh, just look at him.
Like a ripping sound.
Oh,
I thought
no.
It was Betty's neck, like getting ripped open. I think it was her collar. She had Lucy at her collar. But I pulled both dogs off, and the golden retriever's fine. Betty was just laying there, and I picked her up and ran her in the house. She had cuts on her head, and she got a few puncture wounds. Took her to the vet. Yeah, she's
okay. Are you okay? You look pretty dirty and roughed up in the
pictures. I was all muddy. I jumped in the mud. Had some scratches on me. But I felt kind of good that I punched that dog.
I didn't know that.
That was kind of cool.
You punched the wrong dog.
Thank you, sir, but we don't want any of these dogs. Good luck getting rid of them.
But I felt bad. Oh, and the other thing, too, my neighbor, she had jumped in to try to help as well, and apparently I drilled her in the nose with my head. So she had a bloody nose.
Wow. It's her dumb dog.
Well, yeah. Well, neither of us expected it. Our dogs have been together before, and Betty, like, and right away just laid down.
Sounds like
took
Betty's Lucy's the jealous type.
Yep.
Didn't want Betty sniffing around.
But then Kate's
literally.
Yeah, these are my men. Don't mess with them.
There's Betty.
No, but it was scary as hell. And I afterwards thinking like I could have gotten attacked.
You seem
like,
freaked
I
out
got
the
it.
Text.
I was shaking like crazy. And but no, she's the vet said she's fine. She had some air underneath the
when
wounds.
Did they put Lucy down?
Not yet.
What?
Taking that to the city.
What?
No. No, I felt bad. Laura, her my neighbor, felt bad.
That's nice and all, but...
No, but it's not her fault. It wasn't my fault. Kate was mad at me. I'm like...
Most importantly, the Doberman's jaw. How's the Doberman's jaw?
The Doberman's fight. I knocked him down, too. I took
Did
him
you
down.
Really?
Yeah, I jumped on him afterwards.
Wait, why is Kate mad at you?
Because I took the dog over there. I'm like, don't you fucking start with me, because Betty got hit by a car one time, too.
Mm-hmm. Boy, Betty's got some bad luck.
Yeah. Well, she's tough.
Tell you the truth, brother, between you and me, that thing with the dog is coming off a little fruity.
Sure, this dog isn't related to Brandon somehow?
No, Bill. They all have human first names.
Speaking of which, Brandon is off today because he had to go to a wedding.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think he'd rather be at the wedding, to tell you the truth. I think he loves weddings that much.
Married on Sundays.
Well, his buddy.
I don't think I've ever been to a Sunday wedding.
No. My first thought was, you got to work. Perfect way to get out of the wedding. Not realizing, he wants to go to the wedding.
It's his friend.
Well, man, might be a real party reception, but he has to work tomorrow, so you really party bright and early. So hard.
I used to work at Penna's restaurant, Italian restaurant in Sterling Heights, and Sundays were big. Chaldean weddings were always on Sundays for some reason. So we'd have to work late. They wouldn't serve dinner till like 10 p.m. I don't know what it was. There was something about
Sundays. Maybe that's Sundays just the way they do it then.
I don't know.
But this guy's not Chaldean.
I don't know. That was my guess. That was my first guess.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, did you guys see this story on the Tigers trying to trade Cabrera? I think Lynn Henning wrote another story on it. Just about how
recently
he's so miserable because people are so mean to him because he played hurt and they crushed him. And it's like he's become so pathetic. Mm-hmm. First of all, the fact that he says, I'm not playing hurt anymore. It's like, well, fuck you. You're banking $30 million.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Jeez,
he's such
why don't
an asshole.
Cry about it?
You know, this is the same jackass, by the way, who goes and signs for $125 an autograph and is 45 minutes late. There's a long line of people. And then skips Tiger Fest, where they sign for free every year. And Verlander used to go. And JD and all those guys used to go. He is the most selfish asshole. It sounds to me like he's got a big heart on because they revealed that he has two kids in a secret family in Florida.
Yeah, that's not their fault.
Which, by the way,
that's your fault.
She sued because he couldn't resolve his differences with her because she's a money-grubbing cunt. And
stop whining.
And that's who he chose to fuck outside his marriage and had two kids with her, which is really dumb. One, I would say, okay, two kids, wow, that was dumb, Cabrera.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
He's never been reasonable with the media. He's always been an ass. He gave the one interview where he just refused to answer any question. He's just an asshole.
The media here has been so polite to him.
This town has kissed his ass
so nice
to no end, but he wants to be in Florida now.
Go to Florida.
But he was joking. He was joking.
Bullshit.
I know.
Bullshit.
Yeah, take half your salary. Just skip half your salary, and Florida might... No, I didn't think they'd take him for half his salory. $30 million for his production. He's not going to play hurt anymore. Who the fuck would want him? Are you kidding me?
How much would we have to pay to get rid of him?
Probably $20 million a year.
Oh,
minimum.
That might be worth
minimum. Minimum, I would say. I don't think anybody would pay him $10 million. I don't know. Would they?
I mean, maybe.
I'd be shocked.
The whole contract, like $100 million?
Oh, they owe him $180. I'd say if the Tigers ate $100 of it, or $90 of it, if they ate half of it, maybe somebody would take him. Maybe.
It's a lot to eat.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if they'd want him for that.
Oh, no, I don't know if they'd want him either. I'm saying the Tigers, I don't know if they'd eat it or not, but I don't think the other team would want him for half. I don't know, whatever.
Boo.
Get us out of here.
When's he coming back, by the way?
When he's 110% healthy, since he won't play hurt anymore. What a dick. What a dick to say that, too. If he thought it'd be one thing, but to say it, I'm not playing hurt anymore because you assholes are mean to me. What a baby. He is such a fucking child, isn't he?
If you don't love it, leave it.
Stop it right there.
All right, I noticed we're still getting rated on Facebook and also on iTunes. And please continue liking us on Facebook. We need about 500 more likes, and I'm going to shut up. But my new project is Amazon. keep using our Amazon portal. Is there anything people need to know about the portal?
Well, there's two things. On the if you go to the website, DrewMikeShow.com or DrewMikePodcast.com, down on the bottom right, underneath all our fine sponsors, there's a link to the Amazon portal. You can do that. Or right at the top, it'll say Drew's favorite things, and you can see all the wonderful things we've talked about.
Yes.
And, or things that Drew's bought that has made his life, that fully enriched life that Drew lives.
It'd be fun just to go through that list anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll find some worthwhile items. But all the other stuff you buy through Amazon, too, we have some really people who are loyally using that. We have a lot of people who aren't using it, too. It'd be really nice if more people used it, just like all the other stuff we ask you to do. I hate asking people to do things, but it really does help. So
keep this thing going.
Think of it that way. Thanks to all the people who've been donating, too. We did lose one donor. Mark went through to see if we'd lost anyone. Well, no, we lost two and we gained six or something. So
it was a net gain.
Yeah. And many other people continue to do it monthly. Thanks to you. And we'll see you tomorrow with Trudy.
I'm in full jerk right now.
Gross.
Catch you later.
Yo!